Blog Talk Radio.
Kings in the morning, kings in the morning, where the people come together, practicing the cool moves and make moves or whatever.
Good morning, Willingsend. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me are my co-hosts. He is taking care of business every day. Johnny Beckman, Overdrive. Good morning, Mr. LES.
Good morning, everybody. This is a great show. More fun than humans should be allowed to have, so let's have a good time.
Mushroom friend.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the J. King Network. You see what it says on the side of the building. We paint it, and we're remodeling. Have a great day, and happy holidays, y'all.
O-A-J. Pansy Wansy. Good morning, Pansy Wansy, a.k.a. O-A-J. Brother Reverend.
Well, good morning, J. King. I've got to tell you that after Beckman's limp attempt at being exciting, I've got a knife to my throat and I'm pondering what I should do with it. Maybe
quit
not.
Pondering and
I'll
just do it then.
I'll send it to Beckman. That's a better idea.
Brother Reverend Ali.
Talk too much, Jay Mute you. Sing a little song, Jay Mute you. Jay Mute me. With brutality, so come on and call and see, so you can see. Ah, Jamie's me. I'll tell you, Jamie's me.
Oh,
you know, don't forget you, Jay. You need to make up your mind.
No, you.
You either with Marvin or you ain't.
No, you either. Good morning, Joe. You came out. You're on three different keys. I know where to come in at.
I see how you do it. That's all right. Marvin gonna come holler at you today.
Oh man, I didn't work out this morning.
I know. That's why your stomach looked like it's going back 3 inches since you can't miss a workout, Jay.
No. I'm too tired. I went to the game last night. The Kings.
You had a hot dog?
Nope. And Dale Burney posted on Facebook, Ali, there's no hot dog here.
They'll bring you lying. Did he go to the bathroom, Jay, when you at the game?
No, he didn't have a hot dog.
Okay.
But the Kings, man, they winning with a minute and a half left. They probably up by 6 or 7 points. And all of a sudden, they turned into a boo-boo sandwich. Good morning, Sequoia. And, you know, I don't care what they say. You know, the boy can play.
De'Aaron
Fox. Yeah, but in the big moment, his weenie shrink, and he turned into a little vagina.
Vagina boy. Just a boy.
Boom, boom, boom. boom.
It's alcohol, it's a giant boom.
Giant boom.
Yeah, he turned into a real vagina in the end, always. No heart, no killer. You got to have a killer in you when you know. That's what I'm saying with LeBron. LeBron don't have no real killer in him. You know, and LeBron is too big not to have killer in him.
What you mean LeBron ain't got got killer in him, man? The team
ain't got no
killer in them.
No. LeBron plays.
Man, LeBron is the greatest basketball player on the planet, Jay. I'm tired of him hating on LeBron.
No, he's not. I'm gonna tell you something though. But a dude with a girl back, I would understand why you would like LeBron. Good morning, Barbara Coates.
You know,
by the way,
Jay, all this talk about a killer in him, that visual doesn't look very good. I think you got to reword that.
No, we know what we're talking about, OAJ.
Yeah. OAJ, it's for sports people. It's outside.
Yeah, they don't play basketball in Thailand. They don't play basketball in Thailand. Y'all play dangler in Thailand, not basketball.
It sounds like a P. Diddy party, you know.
No, it don't.
Well, that's because, OAJ, that's because you and those lady boys, they want to do a dance with little balls, those lady boys. So, OAJ, you guys, when we go to the new format, everybody will be live. So, John Beckman, wherever you are, you'll be live. People will be able to see you. Fred, Ali, OAJ, if he chooses, you'll be able to see everybody. So the new platform, it won't be just me live. It'll be all of you guys live. All of the show.
What if we don't want to be seen?
Well, and you know,
you don't call in.
A lot of people, let me just say this. On Facebook and on social media, a lot of people don't want to be seen because the AI looks better than them.
Mm-hmm.
They make an AI, and the AI look good than a muff. You know, and there's some girls now on Facebook, and they look like this. And they be like
mm-hmm.
this. But then with their Facebook, they look like, oh, now with the AI, they look like this. So you know, the boogers went crazy with the AI. Cause now dudes are looking at, you know, they're looking at these women. Troy Billingsley said LeBron doesn't have a killer instinct. I know Troy. Only non-killers think he has one.
Man, that dude is a J. King groupie. He gonna go with you with his sorry ass.
So Toy is a woman.
Well, she acting like she got a prostate right now, getting in the man's business.
Good morning, Jelena. But good morning, Daphne. But girls be on Facebook now with these AIs, and they believe they're the AIs now. And so, so dudes are looking at them. Hey, Lucretia, it's good to see you. Beautiful photos. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I look like, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Are these actual photos of you? You see them, don't you? You see these photos. I look good. You're beautiful. And I would love to see you. Well, let me just say this. Beauty is born in skin deep. You have to look at the inside of a person. I look good, but I don't like me for my pictures. Which I don't like you for your pictures. Although I do think your pictures are beautiful. I'm just looking at your posts. I would love to meet you. Where would you like to meet me? Because I like good restaurants. I would love to take you to a good restaurant. What kind of what, What are you thinking? Maestros? Ruth Chris? No. I don't want them off brands. I want Red Lobster. Yes. Red Lobster. Right? I'm a Red Lobster.
I'm going to tell you right now, J. King, AI ain't going to be able to help Mo Moon, Mary, Chocolate Peach, or Snitchy Pooh. You can forget it.
Good morning, Jeff Cross. Why you say AI ain't going to be able to help them?
Hey, man, AI can't do it. It's still learning. It's ugly as ugly.
Wow. No, there's some women, there's some people, not just women. I think there's some dudes on there too, but I see a lot of women that have gone into their picture banks and made everything their AI pictures. So you don't even see them anymore. You see the AI picture of them. So all their focal booking pictures are gone. So I'm going to say this to you dudes. Meeting girls over the internet, especially when they got the AI pictures, it's going to get you in a whole heap of trouble.
They call them face apps on Facebook.
Because you're going to be
diabetes.
Yeah, you're going to meet booger diabetes.
I've even seen women use a face app on video. Because I never meet anybody
really?
Until I video with them. Yeah.
Can you imagine
you got a video.
The girl named
you got
diabetes?
You got to climb up with these women, or else you're going to get mixed bag, and I use that word bag carefully.
Well, we already that's what we just said. I just said booger diabetes is going, and she
I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what that meant. Sorry.
They're booger diabetes in my name. Why they call you booger diabetes? From the time I was a little girl.
See, I welcome this whole stream. I welcome the whole StreamYard thing because I've seen some of the rest of you, and it's a bit frightening. I'm not worried.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would you open up your mic, your phone, so people could see you, or will you stay?
Oh, 100%. It's time to dispel these rumors.
Okay. What about you, Fred? You gonna open up? You gonna open up so people can see you?
He'll be in the dark room with a black hat with a red felt thing around it. He's off ordering food.
Beckman, you gonna open up your camera so people can see you?
Yeah, why not? I got nothing to hide.
Well, yeah, you better not. You better,
and I use
you
my
better
real
show
name.
Yourself, Beckman,
and
or I'm going to have a tirade. I'll have a tirade right on this show. You better show yourself. Better.
Ali, you going to show yourself? You're already talking about everybody else.
What you mean? Mine is open. I don't use AI for none of that shit.
Morning,
yes,
I'm talking about are you going to show yourself?
Show myself? What you mean? On the video?
Yeah.
I might sometime. I might not. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean you might sometime? You're on Facebook.
Man, won't you shut the fuck up, OAJ? Ain't nobody talking
Facebook.
To you, nigga.
Well, everybody's talking to me.
No, nigga, he asking certain people questions and you answering for him. Your name ain't Fred or John, nigga. Shut up.
Well, Fred never answered, did he?
Well, so what? That don't make you answer for him.
That's none of your business. Won't you be quiet?
Well, should we just sit here and listen to
that air? I can't do him, and I'm working. I can't do him.
Daphne said, I had a horrible blind date. I drove up and seen him looking like a dancing bear from Captain Kangaroo. I just drove off. You could have used
him.
Maybe
like
you could
have
used him at a birthday party or something.
I never got the idea. I never liked the idea of dating a girl over the internet. It's the stupidest thing.
Beckman, it saves so much time. Let me tell you something. You can get from zero to 100 a lot quicker. Not that you care. I understand that you stay in your room. It's probably got a padlock. I had a friend who lived near me.
Oh, my God. Oh, AJ, will you shut the fuck up?
I went to his house one day, went upstairs to use the bathroom, and all the bedrooms had padlocks on the outside.
Well, what did
strange.
That tell you?
It tells me that you probably have the same deal going with Donna.
What are you talking about?
She probably lets you out for the show, and then that's it for you. The rest of the day is done.
I think you have the wrong perception of me. But anyways.
I might. But I think my perception is pretty soft. Mr. Beckman.
Too many let me see. Fred, if he's still got all that noise behind him.
He
because
does.
He has his mic.
He's always ordering food or getting a sandwich or telling somebody to make him a sandwich.
Oh, I think he's working with the kids today.
Oh, yeah. Well, he should probably keep us on mute.
Fred
and,
is a goddamn groupie.
No,
that's it. Jay, how'd you got a friend for so long and it's a groupie?
How's he a ghost?
Are you calling me out? You got me on a pickle, man.
That nigga's a groupie.
You know I got shit to do.
Every time you do something, Jay, he get the down in it, downplaying it because it ain't him. What's wrong with this nigga?
Good morning,
Ali. I will address you later. I will.
Nigga, address me now, nigga. You know it's 8 o'clock, nigga. Why you fucking with the kids?
Why you mess with the doggo? He's a dog watcher.
And nigga, you's a porno dude in the third hour, nigga.
Isn't it Christmas vacation yet for the kids, Fred? When do they get out?
Fred, they always Fred's stalking the kids. They ain't hired that nigga today.
You know, sometimes people have a little lightweight attitude with kids. You know, sometimes people really they be mad at kids. A New York father admitted that he beat and killed his 1-year-old daughter after she survived a rare form of cancer because he was allegedly jealous of the attention she was getting. A New York father admitted that he beat and killed his 1-year-old daughter after she survived cancer because he was jealous.
What do you do with a man like that? Really, what do you
Ryan Lawrence, 25, reportedly told police in 2016 that he killed Maddox Lawrence with a wooden baseball bat and then dumped her body in a stream in the upstate town of Onondaga. It was reported that Lawrence pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and will spend at least 25 years in prison. Mr. Lawrence's statements allude to almost a sense of jealousy about the attention that his child was getting, as opposed to the attention that he was getting. District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick told a local news outlet following the toddler's death in February. According to Fitzpatrick, Maddox was diagnosed with a rare form of eye cancer called retinoblastoma and managed to survive the ordeal. The attorney stated that Maddox was a fighter, but the treatment had been time-consuming and expensive. If that contributed to her demise, I don't know, he said. It was reported that Lawrence pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. The tragic saga began when Lawrence and Maddox's mother, Morgan, met while working at a retail job. The pair reportedly became close, and eventually Morgan became pregnant. At one point, the pair decided to marry and move into a rented home. In 2014, Maddox came into work despite being a happy and loving child. Both parents grew concerned when they noticed that Maddox's left eye changed colors, darkening over time. After several appointments, the baby was diagnosed with the cancer. With the cancer. It is reported that soon the family's life revolved around trips to Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, where Maddox underwent chemotherapy targeting the tumor. The six-hour treatment began to take an emotional as well as a financial toll. Eventually, both Larynx and Morgan were forced to turn to GoFundMe, where they raised over $9,000 from nearly 100 donors to support Maddox's medical care. Ryan Lawrence, 25, reportedly told police in 2016 that he killed her. So, with a wooden bat. It was reported that Lawrence had left an 8-minute video addressed to her where he said, "I'm leaving and I'm taking her with me." It was also reported that the man had left a note suggesting he might harm himself and Maddox. Frantic with worry, Morgan called the police and issued an Amber Alert. Authorities launched a massive manhunt for both father and daughter. 2 days later, a woman reported that she had seen Lawrence, who attempted to conceal himself, walking down the street when he was intercepted by police. So, can you imagine getting jealous of your kid? Getting jealous?
Not at all, J.K. That was a terrible story, J.K. It's Christmas time, J.K. I don't know why you're trying to make us feel low and down.
It's not Christmas time yet.
Jay King got all these terrible stories on his cell phone.
You still have shopping to do, don't you?
Good morning, Michelle O'Neill. The Florida woman accused of zipping her boyfriend in a suitcase and leaving him
there. Oh, man. Goddamn, Jay.
I like these stories. These are good. Keep it up.
The suffocating guy will spend life in prison for her murder, for his murder. Sharon Boone was found guilty of second-degree murder and the death of 42-year-old Jorge Torres, Jr. Authorities found Torres and in a suitcase. But, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not, but I'm going to do a reenactment.
But you're laughing.
Them playing. No, because
you're laughing at.
I'm laughing that somebody would get in a suitcase. Somebody would get in a suitcase and let somebody get them up there.
Well, Jay, why are you over here playing with different kinds of death this morning?
It seems very consensual to me, Jerk King. I think
you should have been Jay, you should have been a journalist, man.
Good morning, Danielle. I am. I'm a journalist on King of the Morning. Good morning, Yvette Carter. I want you guys.
You're laughing. You're laughing like No Country for Old Men when
would
the sheriff just sits there and laughs.
Would you get in a suitcase and let
somebody? Well, my son got in a suitcase, but we didn't keep him in there. He just got in to see if he could fit.
Good morning, Kid George. I'm not letting somebody zip me up. You ain't zipped me up in no goddamn suitcase.
Right, but suitcases can be forts, too.
Boone told detectives that she and Torres were drinking wine while playing hide-and-seek. And decided funny to zip Torres, who was 5'2", in a suitcase. The 47-year-old says she went to bed after closing the suitcase, but left enough space for Torres to stick a couple of his fingers out, believing he could get out on his own.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's always good when women think.
Baby, come here. Come here. No, I want. You think you can fit in that suitcase? Why would you want me to get in a suitcase? Baby, I just want to see if you can fit in it.
There was something else going on, Jay. Come on.
I'm not getting in that suitcase. Baby, come on, get in the suitcase. I'm not getting in that. I'm not getting it. Why you push me in this suitcase?
Push him. Push him. She stuffed him in the suitcase.
Put me in the suitcase.
It would never happen to Ali.
God damn it, Jew. Will you let us hear the story?
Oh, shut up, Beckman. Stop being such a sucker. Jay's off doing, I don't know what, sound effects.
How do you do? Good morning to Evan Jefferson.
And he can't stop laughing.
It's just not pleasant when you interrupt.
It's the humor. Listen, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm calling your wife now. You got out. She's going to put you back in. In fact, you don't want your wife to hear this show. She might get
ideas.
I'm going
to tell you right now, she was mad about something. I'm going to tell you, King, Fred, OAJ, and John Beckman would need a California king-size suitcase in order to play hide-and-seek with their significant other.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm welcoming this video.
Jay, you just called me this weekend. Do I look fat to you?
Yes, but you look like you've got yellow fingernails and singe marks for when you fall asleep smoking a cigarette in your asbestos chair.
John Beckman, you don't look any fatter than you looked the last time I saw you.
That's not saying much.
Thank you.
What do you fit in the suitcase? And what would have protruded if you left the zipper just open a little bit?
John Beckman ain't fit no damn suitcase.
Yeah. Well, Donna will probably bring something home. Donna will bring something home later that he'll fit in. And make sure she doesn't hear
So she told law enforcement that she never left meant to leave him there. Now this is where it gets funky, because she probably thought she was gonna get away with it, and she talked to one of her girlfriends. I'm gonna tell you right now, Lucretia, I took that motherfucker up in there, and he was begging. Oh, girl, you should have heard him begging.
Lucretia.
You took him up. I'll zip his ass up here. Oh no, I got some video. Right, look. Girl, he's begging. I know he's begging. The motherfucker, you know what? When I saw him with that, with Alize, when he was with Alize, pretending like he didn't know what I was talking about, let her unzip him. Let Alize unzip you. Shit. And quit crying. I told her that. Quit crying. Girl, they're going to put you in jail. They're not putting me in jail. Shit. It was an accident, girl. I accidentally left you in there. Shit. Yeah, I got this on video. Investigators later discovered videos on Boone's phone that show Torres pleading for Boone to release him from the suitcase, while a voice presumed to be Boone's taunted him and accused him of cheating. Sarah, I can't breathe. Yeah, that's what you do when you choke me. Sarah, I can't breathe, baby. That's on you. That's what I feel like when you cheat on me. Took more than 4 years for Boone's murder trial to begin, partly because she kept changing attorneys. She represented herself for a brief period of time during her 7-week-long trial before landing her 9th attorney, James Owens, to argue in her defense. Boone delivered nearly 5 hours of testimony during the trial, claiming that Torres was responsible for heinous acts of physical and sexual abuse. She told the jury that he kicked the punch and stick and raped him. Stabbed and choked me. I had battered spouse syndrome. Shit. I feared he was going to kill me if I let him out that suitcase. I couldn't let him out. I had zipped his ass up. I wanted him to try to understand how I feel. So maybe he could progress and be a better person. But ma'am, he couldn't breathe. You know what? If he wasn't going to be a better person here, maybe he would be a better person in the next life. That's all I was feeling. I'm just trying to make you better. The prosecution argued that Boone intentionally tore it in the suitcase. not because she feared for her life, but because she felt he deserved to die for his past behavior. Orange County State Attorney Andrew Bain stated that the video recording showed Torres pleading for his life from inside the suitcase as Boone mocked him and contradicted statements she made on the stand.
Let me out, Sarah. Please let me out. Mm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to let you out, all right. Good night. Find your way out. Shit. I'll see you in the morning. Can you, I mean, just being cramped up. Cramped up in that suitcase. And just imagine if you got a cramp in your leg. An Orange County jury found her guilty on Friday, October 25th. Ahead of
but it took him 9 weeks.
Several Torres family. Huh?
Took him 9 weeks?
Seven weeks.
How many defenses can you come up with for putting somebody in a suitcase and locking it up? 9 weeks, J.K.
Yeah, I know. 9 weeks. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. I'm going to do the daily word. Brother Reverend Ali, are you doing the word of the day?
Now, pass it to OAJ. I got to go to a meeting in a little while.
OAJ, do you want to do the word of the day?
I'll do it, but I'm like sloppy seconds here.
The daily word is home blessing, HOMEBLESSING, home blessing. My home is a place of love and harmony. My home is more than a shelter. It is a place of security, a welcoming hub for family and friends, especially during the Christmas season. I bless my home with positive, loving thoughts and prayers for peace and harmony. With each thought, I create a place where guests are comfortable, where all can gather in love and joy. I bless each room knowing that the love of God flows from wall to wall, radiating welcome and comfort. I bless the doors that welcome everyone who enters and the roof that protects us. All who enter this dwelling become a part of the harmony that flows throughout. My home invites laughter, goodwill, and security. I pray all who enter feel the love of God that resides here. Today's Bible verse is Exodus 3:5. The place on which you are standing is holy ground. OAJ, what is the word of the day? Good morning, Reginald Sanders.
What is it?
The word of the day, J. King, is perturbed, spelled P-E-R-T-U-R-B-E-D. And it's in honor of Ali. It is troubled in mind, feeling or showing agitation, bothered, upset. Never in his life has he been so perturbed when Ali couldn't mute Yusuf. Perturbed. Buddy?
Fred, why don't you have yourself on mute?
I'm not on mute.
If your big ass ain't on mute, if you was on mute, I would have a goddamn noise.
I think it was lost in my pocket, Jay. I'm sorry. Okay, baby, I'm there. I'm on mute.
Now he's on mute.
That nigga did that shit on purpose, Jay. He's trying to make it seem like he important because he worked with the kids, Jay.
He's very passive aggressive.
But let me ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all ain't tell me that when I go do my lizard business, everybody can hear it?
Everybody can hear you.
I'm told that people can hear me pissing all the way in the bathroom.
Well, they got good ears, you know. I don't have my audio up that high.
They can't hear you, Jay. They lying like a motherfucker.
I never heard you. People online can hear.
Why would they listen for a month? How they know it ain't water? They lying, Jay. They just groupies. They want you to tell them, we heard you peeing, Jay, so you can say, yeah. Groupies be reaching, Jay.
Oh, Jay Taylor said no, he can't. Oh, okay.
Motherfuckers full of shit. Why are they thinking about you peeing anyway?
Bill Bundy said, we've been hearing you for years, King. Yes, we can.
We can't hear nothing, Dale Bernie, but we can't hear Dale Bernie eating a hot dog when he do.
Let me see something. Let me see if y'all hear this.
Now, what's worse than a regular hot dog? One of these vegan hot dogs? Jesus, I can't imagine what that tastes like. You realize that? Drinking, maybe I'm wrong. Do they serve fake meat at these steakhouses? Is that an option?
No, it wasn't on the menu I saw.
Thank God. Killed the moment. In fact, look at you. Be proud of yourself.
What happened? Everybody get cut off?
You killed it. You killed the moment. You probably gave Jay King one of those ischemic strokes. He's trying to figure out what happened. It was Beckman. Beckman in a box. Gotta call it the Beckman box.
Can you guys hear my business?
We didn't hear anything.
Titty Meek. Good morning. I don't know the meat came. Good morning, Titty Meek. Good morning, Kitty. Damn it. Okay.
Did you say good morning, okay. Kente?
Yeah.
Good morning, Kente Kente. Good morning, Kente.
Where I go, man? Where is it?
When I tuned in, it was dead. Somebody said Beckman killed the moment. I think it was OJ
who
said
that. That was me.
Opinions.
What's
that
up,
was
OJ?
AJ. The angry Jew. Yeah, Beckman killed the moment. And he's been killing the moment now for the last 5 minutes.
How has he been doing that?
We don't
know. He hasn't.
We don't know. We try not to think about too much. I'm scared for Beckman because I think his wife listens to the show and she's going to get ideas.
Do you know you mispronounce It's I'm. God damn. You got to learn how to speak.
I don't think I said.
Yeah, you said
you got to learn how to listen.
You said I'm.
I don't mispronounce words
like that. You sound
like
you got some nigga in you.
You are reaching. We don't want to hear this shit.
You
are reaching at the moment.
No, man. I am an excellent listener.
No, you're not. You're always talking.
But you're wrong. That's false. So
you're
where's
not
the
even
other
as good a listener as Ali?
Correct. So where's the other high class losers at? I only hear you two.
Well, you want me to flush Moo Moo out of the bushes? And I'm sorry. I didn't use that word bush in the terms that you thought I was using it as, Moo Moo.
Of course I wash my hands. But let me tell you what a fat, out of shape nigga with toes missing won't get. He won't miss a meal.
Why is he missing toes?
Yeah, who got
toes? The motherfucker don't miss meals. When you don't miss meals, you eat shit you ain't got no business to be eating, and you get your toes chopped off.
He got that Deion Sanders.
What is this? Wait. What is this? Exorcist 2? Somebody's chopping off toes?
Because toes no toes.
Hey, Jay, look like the Raiders go get Shedeur Sanders, man.
I hope so.
And they got Brady as the coaching.
Currently, the Raiders have the number 2 pick behind the New York Giants.
No. Ties. They both have the same record.
My son just said, why are you using Puerto Rican emoji? And this is what your father looks like. Your dad got me. Right
Jerry,
now,
what
I'm
you
getting
got
everything.
Going
on? Who, me?
Yeah, what you doing right now? I came in late, so I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah. You know,
it was quiet.
You know what? I wanted to find some good stories. Good morning, Janice Booker, but I can't find good stories. There are no good stories. All stories
are, just
keep
giving
you know,
the crazy ones that you've been getting.
I was trying to...
Do you think you've been
good.
Doing good stories? You think all the stories you've been giving us is good?
Yeah, yesterday I gave you the story on Carl Benz, on Mercedes-Benz.
Just read one of them killer stories, Jay. We'll go for one of them. We used to them.
Hey, speaking of which, Dangler. That was Dangler Benz.
A killer story.
Speaking of which, I heard Jeff Aroney got a brand new Mercedes.
Right on. Good job, Renee. Did you use the King code? Raiders can have back and give us that pick. First of all, let me just say this to you, pity me. Before you even talk about football, I need you on the sideline as a cheerleader for the Cowgirls. I hope you'll be the first tallest cheerleader
right.
in the history of cheering.
Him and Wait a minute. Is the tallest thing going around? There are a lot of tallest people out there.
Teach them how to cheer.
Do you have all your toes, Beckman?
I have 11 toes. I have a surplus.
Has your wife ever come towards you with one of those big medical nippers, you know, the kind that'll pick a finger off?
Well, you know what, Christy Graham? When you talk about the Fatty Arbuckle story, the sad part about the Fatty Arbuckle story is aside from being the biggest star in the world at the time, he was falsely accused of something he had nothing to do with. The only thing that he had to do with that is that the girl was in his room, but he wasn't even in the room. There was a big party, and she happened to be in his room, and then she died. And they destroyed that man's career, and they destroyed that man's life. His life was never the same. He was the biggest star in the world at the time, and he died penniless and broke. And not because of anything true, but because of a lie.
Who is this?
Fatty Arbuckles. Oh. But during that time, newspapers had so much power that newspapers could write something about you and literally destroy your life.
They do that today, Jay. I sent you
yeah,
the article
they still
yesterday.
Do that. Seem like they prefer.
I sent you the article.
Not today. I mean, not like they were able to back then.
That was the main platform
so
of communication and shit back then.
Did you see the article I sent you, Jay, about Scott Sabella?
Yeah. But he only got a $10,000 fine.
He was lucky.
Yeah,
could have been fined $700,000.
Yeah, and when you got money like Scott, you know, you just get to go. You just get to rest now. See, once you have $10-15 million, you don't need no money. I mean, your money gonna make money. It's always gonna make money. You got money making money, so you'll always
actually
have money.
Scott's worth about $50 million right now.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, he's fine.
He just can never work in the casino business again, that's all.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Big drones have become a big topic of conversation in New Jersey. Residents have reported seeing drones the size of small cars flying around at night. Officials are unsure if they're seeing anything unusual or if these are drones at all. But even if the New Jersey sightings turn out to be something else, large drones do exist, and they can have – would you motherfuckers put yourselves on mute so I don't have to? And Fred, it's probably
it's
your
just
ready
one motherfucker, talk. Jay. It's always one motherfucker. It's never multiple.
That's true, Holy Jay.
It was Beckman. It was Beckman.
But even – if the New Jersey sightings turn out to be something else, large drones do exist, and they can have a wide range of potential applications from hobbyists, commercial users, or the military, according to an unmanned aircraft expert, aircraft expert. Good morning, Monique. Law enforcement officials, including the FBI, are still trying to confirm what exactly New Jersey residents are seeing and where they're coming
from, or
if they're
Jay.
Drones at all.
Come on. The government knows what it is.
He's
the
telling us the story.
Looking,
let him read the story.
They're looking for radioactive bombs that were left in Kiev. That's what they're looking for.
That's what they're looking for in New Jersey, in California. They're all over the place now.
Where the shipping containers come in.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, where the shipping containers come in.
Good morning. Who is this? I'm fine. How are you?
Sorry.
I'm okay. I just come across some hard times, and just hoping somebody can help me financially. My whole world is just falling down around me right now.
Oh God. Well, I hope you're okay. And however, don't take much of your time.
Yeah, just send me whatever you want. I don't know how much longer I'll make it. Forget the sex and whatever. Thank you so much. If you can help me financially, that would be great. Is there something you could do financially for me? Now they keep asking the
question.
I haven't had the time.
That motherfucker has
been
over 10 years.
That was
you
eerily.
That motherfucker said, "Oh God."
That was eerily like what I do, Jay. Except when they call me by name, I tell them that, he died yesterday. And then I had a guy selling funeral plots.
That's fucked up.
They've been calling
that motherfucker heard Jay crying. That motherfucker said, "Oh God."
I should maybe try to get one of these movies or something.
I'm trying to tell
you.
You did a damn good job.
Jay, why does nigga Dre show up late? He didn't want you to sing your song for his intro?
No, nigga, I've been working, man. Seriously?
Nigga, you got a strategy,
work,
nigga.
Man.
You got a strategy, you funny motherfucker.
You show up late. I want you to show up late. If I got to suffer for you singing something.
Nigga, ain't nobody talking to Jay. Wait, do you know when the mist is thicker?
Get him away, Jay.
Okay, mysterious drones have been
killed
hovering
it again
in New Jersey. I'm trying to see what else is they're hovering. They're hovering other places. When did the drone sighting start? The drones were first spotted in New Jersey on November 18th.
They think that there are dirty bombs that got lost when Russia lost Ukraine, and they think that they're coming over.
But why are they in New Jersey? But now,
because
now they're
port,
in New York.
Port of entry.
What about New York, Maryland, and Florida?
Maybe going on out there. We don't know. But it's bullshit that the government doesn't know. Come on.
In a joint statement last week.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say the old maps say New York and New Jersey is Israel.
That's New Jerusalem. They call it New Jerusalem.
All right, Kente, you should have
kept
that one.
The government know every
that one kind of floundered. what are you, jealous?
OJ?
You know what? Just get back on here in 5 minutes and cry your eyes out, and I'll give you some sympathy.
So, KT, the new format, we're going to all be live. Everybody will be able to see your face, Dr. Dre's face, OAJ's face, John Beck, all of us. It won't be just me.
See, I'm looking forward to
with Dr. Dre's face.
I see you are.
That's a scary thought, Dr. Dre, looking forward to seeing my goddamn face. Come on, man.
My sister Dion said, you do be arching your eyebrows.
No, I swear to God I don't. I swear on everything I love, I do not.
Let me ask you something, Dre. Dre, how many pimples you got on your face? None?
Zero. 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 I'm sorry, but and tell your sister I swear on everything I love, I've never arched my eyebrows. I swear to you. My kids' eyebrows are like that. My grandchildren, it's in the genes. I can't help it. It's just the way it is.
But you have one.
This is a pretty picture.
But you have one.
I have what?
You have one makeup
before.
I'm
back in the fucking 80s, man. A whole bunch of motherfuckers did.
No.
I don't do it now. I don't do it now.
Maybe it's residual makeup from the 80s.
You said, what about the 80s?
You wore makeup because other people wore makeup?
No. It was
just
a thing, man. Don't act like the fuck you don't know. And maybe
I
you
don't
know.
I never.
Maybe
I don't
you don't.
Know. I don't
and
know
maybe
about
you
this
don't.
Shit.
And maybe
no.
you don't.
Well, that's sad.
Mm-mm. As I grew up with all sisters, and I was told, no, you don't do that. You never been told something like that?
Do what?
No. Not at all.
Whoa. Didn't your sisters tell you to get into a suitcase?
Yeah. Good idea. Did they tell you to get
so
into a suitcase?
You so fucking funny. You, OJ, I mean to tell you, man, I look forward to coming to the show just because of you a lot of times.
I know. It bothers you, but you're over it.
No, you amalgamated yourself into this fold.
Mo-Bone said, I'm looking forward to seeing Dre with his mascara and lip gloss.
Tell Mo-Mo and I'm looking to see them roach antennas, too, live and in concert.
You're not doing her a favor, Jay. You got to get on and say, Mo-Mo said that actually he had a lot to do with me.
Yeah, do her voice like you do Keone's voice.
That's Professor Keone.
Professor Keone.
Last night, Jay, I said that you, Beckman, and, well, I don't want to say his name, were discussing Momu's vagina. And she came on within 5 seconds. Who's talking about my vagina? Why are they talking about my vagina in a restaurant?
I should have been.
Do you consider yourself a comedian?
I think she's crazy. I consider myself a heckler.
A heckler?
Yeah.
I'm
the guy that in a crowd, like, I'll do some heckling. Why not?
That's a good answer, OJ.
Good morning, Todd.
I'm glad you approved
of that question. Oh,
I'm glad
OJ. OJ, you have
said
been
my,
impressive.
My name incorrectly how many times
no.
today?
No, that's OJ. What we say about you when you're not here.
I'm not Orenthal. I'm not Orenthal.
I don't call him OA. I call him OAJ. I know it's not OJ. It's OAJ.
But that's when you're not here, Jay.
I say OAJ as well.
Oh, not you, bitch. We don't
shut
see
up.
You
don't fucking call me no bitch, punk motherfucker.
But you do some pretty cute shit.
Shut the fuck up.
You do some cute
pop motherfucker was kind of soft.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Wasn't no oomph on it. You said, you punk motherfucker. You know,
like
it wasn't no you punk motherfucker. Shit. Punk ass mother. You know, you got to have some oomph on it. You don't have no, it wasn't no bang on it, which is like, hey, you punk motherfucker.
Jay, don't say that shit like that. Goddamn lie.
Don't leave it to Jay, nigga. He'll have you underground.
Jay has turned me into a whole different motherfucker. That's a goddamn shame. Come on, Jay.
Oh, yeah. You sounded like a that bougie bitch I used to fuck.
Yeah, fuck
Six
you,
Six Eyes was here yesterday. Why you ask me that, Lee Fletcher? Six Eyes was here yesterday.
Anybody heard from Six Eyes?
A cameo up here.
He just
said
he was here yesterday.
Yeah, I heard from him. He called me last week, Jay. He said he was tired of these motherfucking snooker boogers you got on here. He said even though he can't see him, it's messing up his vision.
Oh,
Jeff Carter,
get ready for mess
Ray,
up. Get ready for
Ray
mess
Jeff
up.
Jeff Carter said
next.
That your motherfucker had no horsepower on it.
Oh damn! All right, I'll try to put a little more.
When are you going to StreamYard, Jay? When's the changeover? I wouldn't wait
Dre,
until the end of next month.
Dre, what everybody's
I don't
saying
think Blog Talk's going to work.
What everybody's saying, Dre, is it sounds like you have tendencies, that's all.
You know what? You need to shut the fuck up, Rich. You're Rich. You know what a Rich is? Good cracker. That's what you
Listen,
are.
Listen, I want to tell you something, Dre. There is nothing you could do to Beckman worse than what Donna does already.
You got a point. You got a damn good point.
John Beckman got a good life with Donna. He ain't worried about y'all.
Yeah, she lets him out of the room, takes the lock off the door once in a while. It's all right.
Well, why did he come
man.
Over here
they
crying and running away like a little...
Well, then what does he do? He leaves the gate open, and then the dog goes out, and then she goes ballistic. Never heard anything like that. I was cringing for him.
And then he hung up the phone and lied to her in front of us. He
well,
lied.
That's okay.
Yeah, he
yeah,
lied.
But that's,
well,
that's
yeah,
all
that
right.
That is okay. Let me back up.
Her emasculating him and taking his balls away was not right.
Donald did not emasculate John.
What
John emasculates John.
Sure sounded to me like he was doing the humina, humina, humina.
Are you saying to me that John Beckman is a what do you call a eunuch?
Yep.
Maybe
unit and her purse.
Yes.
You
yes,
know, eunuchs have no nuts.
True.
You know, do you know why that Sultan King
Beckman
would
have
eunuchs around the women? They chop their nuts off and take their sex away.
Yep, so the dicks wouldn't get hard.
Yeah, in the age of no anesthesia. Wow.
I know, that's some shit. Damn.
That must be how men started licking pussy.
No, that's not why. I know you probably don't get it, but if the first thing you do with any woman that you're sleeping with is get her off, I guarantee you, you're in for a good ride for the rest of the show.
What if you're not sleeping with her and you leave your tennis shoes on?
Nobody uses shoes indoors in Asia. Where are you? What kind of an animal wears his shoes in bed? I see it in movies. I've never seen
well,
it.
Well, motherfucking ass.
Well, who brought up a bed? Why are you talking? Why you need a bed?
I don't know who brought
so
up a bed.
So DJ Khaled
point blank refuses to go down on his wife because it's different rules for men. Because he said there's different rules for men. When pushed to clarify his stance on withholding head, but expecting plenty from her, he explained that a woman should praise the man, the king. A man thinking his partner should worship him with a blowjob is hardly big news. But what was newsworthy was the public's reaction. Not only were DJ Khaled's attitudes roundly condemned by women who frankly expect far more from their partners in 2018, but many prominent men came out to bat for Team Cunnilingus. There was genuine bafflement from the heterosexual man camp as to why someone would withhold dining at the Y. Then he felt Khaled had let that side down. Others challenged his fears that yodeling in the valley emasculates a man and argued being a good lover means giving good head. There has been a definite historical shift.
I get what he's saying.
Take a good look at that, JK.
From Kente,
the magnifying glass.
I get what he's saying.
You need a magnifying glass, and you need to take a good look at that before you go there.
Well, it's an interesting study.
I
think being able to please a woman and always, you know, from a penetration and from oral sex is a good thing. It makes you versatile, and it makes the whole act itself different, where you can change up and do things different ways. And
it makes you an expert freak.
I get off on pleasing women.
How about you, Beckman? Give us a little tidbit.
Good morning, Tom.
I think you're going to buy out of this.
Dr. Perrone said, so he's a taker and not a giver, selfish ass.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Graham said he should be ashamed of himself that we can fail selfish, narcissistic lover.
I think John Beckman gives a new meaning. I think John Beckman gives a new meaning to the term blowing smoke up.
Do you have to eat pussy to get pussy?
No, I don't think you have to. I don't think it's mandatory.
I don't think you have to. But it's just
I enjoy.
That's what I'm saying. I get off on getting
off. You better stop eating meat. Alcoholic drink. No, he needs to go light on those alcoholic
drinks. He's eating pussy, not meat.
You mix alcohol with eating pussy, and you'll end up with throat cancer, because a lot of people have gotten throat cancer from that.
Wait a minute, Nicole. Come on, Pearl Johnson.
Nicole just turtled.
And non-Western cultures have been very different. For example, in ancient China, Taoism taught ingesting vaginal secretions would strengthen the yang. Therefore, pussy was
hold on. That's a dangler for
you, Ollie.
It was
a superfood.
That's a dangler for you, Ollie.
An ancient Sumerian love song dating to 2000 BC also celebrates the taste of the vulva. Like her mouth, her vulva is sweet. Like her vulva, her mouth is sweet.
You got to pick the right vulva.
I don't know. I have never come across a stinky pussy in this country. But I imagine in America, it's much different for the rest of you.
Yeah, you got some anchovies down there.
Surprisingly, the Indian Kama Sutra, composed sometime around the 3rd century A.D., isn't a fan of either fellatio or cunnilingus, unless it's a man getting head from a male sex worker. But the Kama Sutra is crystal clear in its instruction that men should give women orgasms, and plenty of them. And if that isn't enough to convince you, in Sanskrit, the language of the Kama Sutra, one of the words for the clitoris is Smara Kshatra, which literally translates to umbrella of the god of love.
Oh, thank you. I thought you could tell me it was Chaka Zulu or something.
Chaka Zulu, you stupid.
Chaka Zulu, yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up.
When cunnilingus is spoken about in Hellenistic literature, things are not so rosy. Growling at the badger was generally regarded as something repugnant, used only by lesbians and weak men whose erections had failed them. The fear that the penis is being replaced or is not enough is palpable. So much so that many ancient Greek insults involve accusing someone of rug munching in much the same way as today we might call someone a pussy to mean a person is weak.
Well, J.K., you have to admit, at your age, in my age, you're not going to fuck for 3 hours straight. Not anymore.
You said you do that shit.
Oh, AJ, I have never had sex for 3 hours straight.
I have. In my head.
I know.
It was great.
I know.
But now I have to find other things to fill in the time.
She was bored for 2.5 hours.
You know what, JK, hold on. When the woman's head is in the pillow and all I hear is, oh my God. Oh, you weren't kidding.
You're lying now.
I know I'm on the right track.
I'm going to tell you what that's, you know what, but you're not hearing the second part that she's saying because her face is in the pillow. Oh, my God. I wish this
I'm going to tell you. Her. I'm going to tell you all the secrets. Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you the secret now. Are you ready? So everybody says a woman can fake an orgasm. She cannot. Especially if you got your face down there. Let me tell you why. Because when a woman orgasms, the clit pulls back into and under the hood. That's a real orgasm. You see that, you know she's having a real orgasm. All these women that fake it and make all those bullshit noises, that clit is sticking out like a toothpick because she's lying. And there's reasons for that. Listen to Nicole. She just can't stop laughing. You should put yourself on mute, Nicole.
Greek playwright
Aristophanes
mentions cunnilingus several times to point to a character's immoral and effeminate nature. His character, Erephrates, appears in several plays as the inventor of cunnilingus. He gloats in his vice. It's not merely a dissolute man, but utterly debauched, but he actually invented a new form of vice where he pollutes his tongue with abdominal pleasures. First century Greek poet.
I don't even know what that means.
Nicarchus referred to cunnilingus as sleeping in Phoenicia, which sounds quite lovely, but it's actually a reference to the deep red dye made in the region, and an allusion to menstrual blood. Jokes that the vulva is dirty, bloody, polluted, etc. have very long history indeed, and jokes often tap into much deeper fears.
You can still do all of that, even if they're on their period. Let's hear Nicole now. See,
the Romans
went
one better and actually considered the word clitoris an obscenity, in much the same way as cunt is obscene today. It was regarded
as
so not really only appears as street graffiti. So, yeah.
Now, may I give all of you who are practicing with this a bit of advice? And I know Nicole's going to chortle again because she can't help herself. When she's getting close, don't make contact with the clitoris. Just lick the hood. Don't ever touch it. It's too sensitive. You'll knock her right out of the mood. Just remember, you got that from the One Angry Jew.
Thank you. Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it all night?
No, eventually your tongue goes numb. But I will say that that bit of silence there was all of you sitting there going, oh, that's why. He might be right. Holy
shit.
Well,
I was writing a song. That wasn't to you. That, those lyrics wasn't for you.
What song were you writing?
I was writing, can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it all night? And you said no.
Most women can't handle that much.
Oh, AJ, you remind me of the barber who can cut hair like a motherfucker, but his hair is all fucked up. Or
well, if that listen, if that makes you, if that makes you feel better, if that
I'm
makes
you
feel
you,
better,
because
you
sound
like
you said you talk so good about it. Like you, you know, you're the accountant that can fix everybody else's problems.
It has
you got
served me,
problems.
Jay. It has served me for many years. See, I tell women before I even meet them.
Oh, AJ, you got
to tell women
OAJ,
before
gotta,
I even meet them.
Before you what?
I tell women before I meet them that they got to enjoy it more than I do. Let me tell you something. Talk about making dividends. That's one way. It just keeps paying and paying.
That I agree with you on. I think the job is to make the woman feel the most beautiful she's ever felt. That is the job. Tony Briggs said mechanics have the raggediest cars.
Where is Jeff Carlin in all this?
He said, dude, that motherfucker run. Always run, though, Jay.
Now, you listen to the silence from the women that are on here. They don't want to admit that what I'm saying is absolutely true. They don't want to give me credit.
This is a good waking. Today was a good
Yeah, I thought so.
A mechanic's car, the uglier it is, the better it runs. That motherfucker be everywhere, too.
Yep.
And you never see
I
it
I thought
there
you didn't like
down.
This stuff, Jay King. Wandy's up. Why? What's the matter?
The best mechanic got the most fucked
women
up
are
cars.
Out of their mind.
Oh, boy, that was so hard.
Pearl Johnson said, don't know anybody that wants 3 hours of sex or all-night sex. That is the most hilarious statement I've heard because once a woman is satisfied in the first round, somebody needs to rest.
That's not true.
Pearl, I've never approached 3 hours. I think if you're approaching 3 hours of sex with somebody, you must be a poor, boring, or average, below average lover.
I disagree.
Man, girls like they pussy licked all night, man.
That's right.
They get their pussy licked all night.
No. You do get once in a while.
Taking no breaks in there. If you haven't 3 hours straight sex.
I keep telling you, it's not fucking for 3 hours.
Yeah, they licking pussy, man.
And then and there's lots licking. Of other things. I don't
if
know.
You,
what,
even if you're licking a vagina for 3 hours, you ain't a good licker. Sorry. If you're licking a woman's
you
vagina,
can't do it
for,
you can't do that
lick
for
3 hours.
Other,
man.
You can't do that for 3 hours. Yeah.
Girl, I want to be your candy liquor girl.
Man, you know what I am? I'm a director. I'd rather observe and direct. That's where the money is.
That's called a voyeur.
You
don't want to
watch.
A voyeur.
You
want to
watch.
No, motherfucker. I went through the level of being a voyeur. I'm a matter of fact, a conductor.
You're a conductor, like on a train?
On a train. You're riding a train,
no,
running
you,
train.
There
on
are
a train?
Many ways. I used conductor yesterday in a different word,
yeah.
in a different way. You know I am a master of words, don't you?
Just a boy who's a choo-choo. They call him a train.
Yeah.
Choo-choo
boy.
I just want to know what Beckman talked about at the bar while waiting for dinner with Levert.
Jay, do you want some of my butter? Do you have enough butter on your biscuits? I'll give you some of mine.
Well,
that's what kind of shitty setup there is.
Well, first of all,
I'm sure that when we get butter.
We met with Eddie Levert before we had dinner. So I met with Eddie for 4.5 hours. And then once I saw I could get out early, I decided to just fly out and not spend the night because there was no need for me to spend the night. Now, I may have to leave tomorrow to go back to Vegas to meet with Larry Blackman tomorrow. I can guarantee
Larry's doing
you,
any better,
if
man.
If you're doing that for 3 hours, the woman is faking and bored as hell. She just didn't want to hurt
I
your
just
feelings.
I just told you how to know that she's not faking. It's foolproof.
Well, I'm going to tell you what women are saying to you. Women ain't buying your shit.
Yeah, these are liars. These are the ones that fake it for their boyfriends and their husbands and think they're doing a good thing. Fuck them. I hate liars.
So you saying they bust in the nut and telling their lover that they didn't get any enjoyment out of it? For the fact
vice versa,
they
come in, but they're not.
Or they fake it.
I just said that, you fucking illiterate on how to listen, motherfucker.
No, motherfucker, you said it ass backwards.
So tell me how I said it, please.
You said that they're coming and telling their boyfriend that they're not.
You stupid motherfucker.
That's backwards, dumbass. They're telling their boyfriend that they are, but they're not.
That's true.
But they're coming.
No, the clitoris never lies. The clit never lies. It is the one indicator. It is as good an indicator as that pop-up temperature thing on a butterball turkey.
Right. That's where you said that a woman who says that they're not coming, but you have a foolproof fact on that they are.
No, that's not what
by
I
looking
said.
At their
I'm talking about women. I'm talking about women that fake orgasms. Nothing.
Women
that
fake orgasms. And you say
I
you have a
foolproof.
Throw
them out of my bedroom and throw them out of the room. Out of the foolproof. And I'll tell you why. It absolutely makes sense. As they get close to orgasming, the clitoris gets super sensitive. Now, anybody wants to tell me I'm wrong on that one, go ahead. But you're lying.
Be right, and
it
swells up.
It shrinks back into the hood for protection. It's you dumb motherfuckers that go ripping away the hood
like
and start gnawing on it. And start gnawing on it. Yeah, like it's a snail trying to get escargot out of the shell. Leave it in the fucking shell. Don't mm-hmm me, Beckman, because I don't expect to ever hear any kind of truth coming out of you in this particular topic.
Women are fake orgasm, and they do have one.
Oh.
They'll tell you they didn't have one.
You don't complain. If your biggest worry is a woman who's having multiple orgasms and is telling you that she's not, who the fuck cares? Let her have her fantasy, whatever it is. But notice how quiet the women are, because they don't want to come on and say, I'm right, and I'm right.
I hear a snitchy typing, though.
You do. And you just told Jay King you can't hear him pissing? I think somebody's lying.
I'm not listening for Jay King pissing, though.
Well, you maybe, but why were you listening for Snitchy Poo to be typing on the keyboard?
I just hear. I ain't listening for it. I just hear when she does it.
Why were you bringing up Snitchy Poo when you was talking about your sexual fantasy?
I don't get it. Some of you, you must ruin orgasms.
Well, you didn't answer
right.
the fucking question.
Too bad.
Son.
I don't
well,
have
motherfucker,
to answer every question.
Why in the
I can't
fuck
wait.
You were having
I
a sexual fantasy
wait.
And you just arbitrarily dismissed it, Snitchy Poo, like it was your
first
fantasy
of all,
that you was fucking
it's
with.
It's my. I'm talking. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. Well, it matters that you're not answering.
Well, what are you upset
same,
about?
Well, motherfucker, I'm upset because you're not answering the fucking question.
I could teach you things, Youssef.
Well, motherfucker, let me tell you what you're teaching me right now. You're teaching me that you're fallible. That's what you're teaching me. And you're teaching me how to kick you in the fucking ass. Each time I see that you're fallible to keep you
he's
there.
He's not teaching us anything.
Where did you come from? I tell you what.
Beckman, you
I tell you what,
guy.
OJ. Let's double team that motherfucker.
It's not. You only need a half of mine to go after him.
That's what I'm saying. Where in the fuck did he come from? Who injected the vaccine in this conversation? Oh, AJ, have you taken the vaccination?
No.
And neither? So why in the fuck is he here?
I bet you Beckman got every vaccine and every booster.
Of course he did. He's very nostalgic, you know.
You just lost that bet. How much you want to send me?
You send you a crab, motherfucker.
Leg. One leg.
No, a virus for you to shoot the vaccine into the motherfucker. Give you crabs, motherfucker. They'll give you crabs. Don't you know when you're not wanted here, Beck the Peck?
Mm-hmm.
Beckman is wanted here. Who said that Beckman's? Who said that?
Oh, Jay, I didn't know his shield was here. I didn't see his shield over there. I didn't see the shield. It must be an invisible shield. I thought the shield was invisible. Shit.
Beckman's
by the way,
fine.
I'm doing all the StreamYard. I'm doing all the StreamYard things shirtless. Because that's how I roll.
Okay. You're doing the shirt? Okay. You're going to be shirtless?
Well, I never wear a shirt. All I wear is shorts, and I don't even wear underwear.
Jesus Christ.
OJ, question.
It's AJ, if you're going to do it that way.
Oh, AJ.
Check it. What could you possibly teach Kente?
Oh, God, don't.
Oh,
please, let's not even engage.
Shut
oh
the fuck
God.
Up, man. Why in the fuck are you here?
Jay, you have another death story you can tell us?
Oh, my God. Jay, please, man. Please, let me. Can I just. Please, can I, Jay? You know, I respect you to the but man, come
what do you
on,
want
to
do? What do you want to do, Youssef?
Oh, my God.
What? You know, what do you want to do, Youssef?
I want to pray. Can I pray, Jay?
Yeah,
you can pray.
Go ahead.
Father, thank you for waking me up. Father, thank you for letting me be here. Mm-hmm. And most of all, Father, thank you for giving me patience to be able to withstand. In the Most High, I pray. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
Amen.
All right, go Hannah, ahead. That's the number.
515-605-9376. Call that number and then press the number 1, and you'll come up in the queue and you can say whatever you like. Hannah would like to speak.
Ah, shit. Good.
Hannah's in Germany.
It's nice to get some new
voices. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully when you call this number, OAJ will be and took his punk ass to bed, because that's an irritating motherfucker. Yeah.
He's
a white boy that you invite to the house. He go in the refrigerator, go feeding the dogs. Next thing you know, he in the this motherfucker just takes over. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's one of those Spartan in your house white boys.
Mm-hmm. I don't like
that. OAJ, do you fart in people's houses? Do you?
I don't think, Fred, that anybody could take you on in that regard. I imagine you fart and don't even know it. But I can tell you how you can get away with farting and no one will know it's you.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. I think we have figured it out.
Thanks, John. Shut that fucker up, John.
No,
do some talking, John, because this motherfucker taking over your spot, man.
Next time you have to let one go. And you're in a crowd or in a restaurant, say with Jay.
That's pretty good.
You're on mute, John.
I kick John, you're on mute because of the dumb shit that you're doing. That's why you're on mute. Don't want to hear that shit. Fucking crackerjacking and shit.
Fred, you see how you got John in trouble? Now, that was genius of you. That was a good booby trap you set up for John.
He went for it, but the white boy, but OAJ. Damn, what was different in about what old Jay be doing? Y'all just laugh along with this motherfucker. I'm just observing some bullshit.
Well, you do it, Fred. What about when you do it? Why is it okay when you do it?
Why are you coming from me? I'm your only real friend. You protect these goddamn bears and grizzly bears and these motherfuckers with... Man, do you look at your crew? The side of their head don't match their bodies and shit. God damn, are you coming from your... Man, leave me the fuck alone. I got it going on.
All right, run away. Run away, little boy. Pull those ass cheeks open and fool everybody. You can even do that in bed with your wife. And then blame it on her.
Get away with.
Yeah, then blame it on her. I guess.
John, when I come, hey, John, will you treat me to the wax museum when I'm in town?
Absolutely. We'll go to the mob museum, too.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know. All right on, man.
Can you hold in a fart and have it go away?
Christmas.
If a person holds in a fart, most of the gas simply stays there until it's released later. This can cause discomfort due to cramping or bloating. The body reabsorbs some of the gas. Some of the gas can even get released via the lungs. And that's you motherfuckers with stinky breath.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's right. So you can do what the Jew tells you.
I don't know. I don't know yet. But I may not be. It may not be no traffic jam tomorrow, but I don't know yet. How do you fart out trapped gas? Here are some quick ways to expel trapped gas, either by burping or passing.
Motherfucker.
Number one, move around, walk around, or exercise. Get a massage.
Bad information.
Try gently massaging the painful spot, which can stimulate gas to move downward and out of the body. Have you guys ever been getting a massage? Anyway,
I ain't never done that shit.
It be wanting to come, but I ease it out, and it don't. But I feel something happening.
You're a fucking liar.
I won't argue with that.
It don't.
I ain't never heard of while getting a massage.
You can, I think that you could outshine a septic tank sucker coming into the neighborhood and cleaning out the septic tank in the backyard.
Hey,
oh,
Jay,
what
I got a question. I got a question after this jackass keeps fucking jackassing.
What's your question?
Yeah.
Can we have our I know you don't believe in Chris. Well, I don't. I'm not going to say what you believe in or anything. I think it would be nice if you open up the television line where we can all see each other and we sit in front of it.
Everybody will see. Okay, that can happen. Jeff Carlin said, I almost got a boner once, and the problem was it was a guy giving me the massage. Okay, Jeff Carlin.
Y'all talking about
God.
My ass.
Damn.
That's
y'all
talking
about me,
Jeff Carlin.
Jeff Carlin, I don't know.
Jeff
Carlin.
That says a little too much.
Jeff Carlin, I don't know. I don't know that.
Yeah, y'all talking about my ass.
I got my doubts
that.
I got my doubts
never happened
about
to me.
Jeff Carlin now.
You ain't riding my bike, Jeff. Fuck you.
I kind of thought that about Jeff anyway. I kind of thought he was like that. Only because, Jeff, I'm an excellent reader. I read the heavens. I read people's faces. I read paper. And I read personalities.
Ain't no way in the fuck no man giving me no massage. I won't even let a man do a pedicure or a manicure on me. A man ain't touching me. Fuck that.
I had a motherfucker in the wine country.
Hold on, Right.
I don't know if I believe that, boy, Dre.
There's nothing convincing about
you
that.
Believe.
You've been looking in a girl's eye that was a boy, and you were looking at a girl's booty that turned around and had a mustache and a beard.
Ain't no motherfucking man touching me. I don't give a shit what you say.
I don't know.
You
might
be stupid, motherfucker.
You probably didn't even know, Dre.
You shut the fuck
you might have got fooled.
What? I don't give a shit.
You might have got fooled.
Ain't touching me. No, ain't touching me. I know the difference now, Jay.
I don't know if I believe
you.
So you
wouldn't let a professional masseuse. You would let a professional male masseuse massage your dislocated shoulder back in place.
That's
a
doctor. That's different.
I've had a massage.
It was about massage, motherfucker.
That's a doctor, son of a bitch. I'm getting my dislocated arm fixed. That's not enjoyable. I'm
Dre,
talking about a fucking massage
hold
while
up,
I'm laying and I'm enjoying
so much,
it.
He can't
you cut so
lay
much?
The rocks on you.
Why you
shut
cut
up,
so much,
man. I know
damn,
the fuck
you
ain't
ignorant.
Talking.
Motherfucker, I didn't let a man
just
massage me before, goddammit.
You ain't got to cuss. Don't let me make you be the reason why. I ain't never heard you cuss so much.
That's a goddamn lie.
Until he started sweating, that motherfucker, I felt that sweat drop on me. Oh, Lord, no, motherfucker. You done, partner.
And as far as Jeffaroni, saying anything he wants, he can. A man with that amount of money can say whatever the hell he wants.
I don't care what he
no,
says.
No, that's some stupid
if
shit
he
right
a boner, if he getting a boner from a dude massaging him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something wrong with that.
He got something going
Jeff,
on with it.
Jeff,
well,
Jeff,
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Jeffaroni, not you.
I don't give a damn who it is. Any dude that got a boner, a partial boner, somebody massaged him, that was a dude.
Well, Jay, you don't mind either because you picked him as your vice president.
What?
I'm wrong with that.
What, no, what, let's get to what Beckman wants. Let's dissect
I'm not
Beckman.
Giving him a massage.
Yeah. Yeah, dissect Beckman has.
They didn't take
Beckman,
him to see LeVert.
Weasel yourself
that motherfucker
out of this.
He'd been to the private motherfucking house of LeVert, not his motherfucking kid. He think he's a shit.
Yeah, where the fuck are you coming from?
Yeah.
Right here, brother, right here. You want it,
no, you
come and
along,
get it.
No, that's where you fuck up. You don't know.
If you want it,
you
come and get it,
brother.
Maybe.
You know you
come
fucked up, right?
You talk like that because you got a shield around you.
Don't you worry
you know
about
what it
that.
Is.
You got that damn shield.
Yeah, you got that shield.
You feeling like Captain America.
I'm smarter than all of you.
See
in your dreams, you'll never be smarter than me.
right, Beckman.
Well, you like trans girls' eyes. I'm smarter than that.
I'm a fucking genius. You're a dodo bird.
You're a genius. You look at a girl's ass thinking it's a girl's ass and it's a man with a beard.
I thought it was
that's not very smart.
Me nervous for you.
I'll see you in a couple of days, Daddy. Oh, you fuck around with the boys, man.
Sugary down deep down inside that you try to pull up.
All I'm saying is Jeff Aroni gets a hard on if a guy's giving a massage, that's his problem.
No, you said
John,
it's not a
John,
problem.
Let me ask
you,
John, how
you
old
said
were you,
if
John?
He got well, man
John,
with
how old were you? How old were you when the guy got your weeder hard when he massaged you? How old were you?
What are you talking about? I've never had a massage from a man. No, Donna
yeah,
and I
had
we've had a couple massages, and I told her, look, I'm getting a girl. That's it. And she said, okay. That's it.
What you came here saying that with the amount of money that Jeff Aroni makes, it's all right for him to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah,
right?
He can say whatever he wants.
But you
it's
said,
up to him.
Okay. Yeah,
even
in regards to getting his dick hard from getting a massage from a guy.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
It's up to
I
him
want
to
get off
that.
I don't like this subject.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
Can a fart cause pink eye? Can a fart
what the fuck making that noise?
I don't know, but I'm going to put my fuckers on mute. It's friend. Can a fart cause pink eye? This is a popular myth among school-age pranksters that asserts a person who uses a pillowcase that a practical joker farted on will later contract pink eye. You cannot get pink eye from a fart.
Really?
Flatulence is primarily methane gas and does not contain bacteria. So when you fart, it's just methane gas.
Dre, you thought you could get pink eye from a fart? Is that what I'm hearing?
I really did.
Really?
Wow.
I never
heard because in college, somebody farted in another dude's pillow, and that motherfucker woke up with pink eye. We thought it came from the fucking fart.
No, wait a second.
I really thought
did
that
somebody
shit.
Somebody farted directly in your eye, not wearing underwear. What's going on here? Is this some kind of college thing? Well, I don't understand. Yeah, and were you in a fraternity, Dre, or a sorority?
What were you in? Did you even go to college, motherfucker?
No. I did.
Yeah. What fraternity were you in?
Well, I was in an off-campus housing.
Mm-hmm. Is
what
that where you got a boner? That guy gave you a massage?
He didn't ask your question, man.
He gonna plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He quiet than a motherfucker too, Dre.
That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to make a bubble doll out of you. You're pretty effective. Do you want to be a bubble doll with a smile or just a wink or what, Dre, when I make one?
A smile is good.
No wink, huh?
No.
Do you want red wine or Maybelline? Put a
skirt on it, too.
No, it's Maybelline. We're doing a deal with Maybelline.
Maybelline?
Jay going to broker that deal.
You know what? I like the way you stand up behind what you did in the 80s. And you stay right there because it's part of your story.
Ain't no big deal. Got me plenty of draws.
What, wearing makeup?
Goddamn right.
What about the plenty of draws that other people got that didn't wear makeup, that didn't have to wear makeup.
It is what
that?
It is. I ain't got nothing to do
so
with makeup, man.
So you wear makeup to get a to get women.
I didn't wear makeup to get it. It was just a thing. It was a thing, man.
God damn. It was a thing to
it
wear makeup to get women.
Why are you acting
I
like
I don't know.
It's
I lived in,
so
I lived in the
80s.
And it wasn't a thing.
Nah, man,
the
I really didn't know
John,
that shit,
nobody
man.
Talking to you. I'm
yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I'm
business,
just telling you it wasn't a thing.
I ain't talking to you.
What the
fuck
are
you
talking to?
Two grown men talking.
Jay, so check
not,
it out. Dre, check this out,
thing.
Though. Check this out. Check this out.
I'm
so
talking
you and
to
I,
my nigga
you,
right now. Shut up.
So you and I.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You check this out.
Say.
Check this out. Really, 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 though. I mean, you and I grew up together. Boom, boom, boom. And then you and I about to go out, man. This is the 80s, man. And then, okay, we about to go to the club. And then you go and say, man, let me put on my makeup. And then, okay, I'm listening. Say, damn, Dre, what the fuck you been wearing?
No,
for?
I didn't wear the makeup when I went out, nigga. I wore it when I got on stage. What are you talking about?
You
oh,
gotta
Dre, make a record
that's
so
questionable
because
you
was
still
ago.
Wear lip gloss.
I never wore fucking lip gloss, man. What are you talking about?
Well, what you put on your lips when you was putting your lips
on I didn't put shit
on Facebook.
My lip. Nothing at
you
all.
You had Vaseline, Drake.
Never
on,
had
man.
Nothing on my lips. Never had nothing on my lips. Another woman lips, that's about it.
Why would you puckering your lips and shit? Is that just a residual of the 80s?
I never puckering my lips, dude.
Dre, come
on,
man.
Right,
let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something.
Tell
me
something. Tell me something.
There are multiple people here
okay.
that look at that and say
okay.
that you're a bitch.
Ain't nobody never called me no motherfucking bitch.
No, they didn't call you a bitch, but they
well,
looked
don't
at
matter.
You and said,
it don't
you
matter
a
until a motherfucker can be mad enough to get in my face and call me a bitch. Until that time, it don't matter, bro.
I said multiple people here have seen and
give,
looked
I
like
can,
you was a bitch.
I can give a fuck.
And you did all that without lip gloss?
Without
you
lip
were
gloss,
able
my
to
nigga.
Reach where people can without lip gloss or Vaseline on your lips.
Without lip gloss or Vaseline.
It must be how you wear your hair. Did you put makeup on your hair? Did you dye it or something?
Who the fuck put makeup on their hair? What are you talking about? Now you're sounding ignorant.
No, I'm
Make
trying
shit
to
make
find
sense.
Out why
Make
are multiple people
sense.
Today say that you have tendencies.
Who the fuck said that? I only heard that shit when I got on this show.
That's what
I've
never
heard.
Multiple
that.
This show,
here.
2023, New Year's, after New Year's Eve, after we were all on the show, it was the third Saturday or whatever, and that's when we found out when you came out. So stop the bullshit, Dre. 2023, me and my wife had checked out. We were in the car coming back from Austin. Yeah, somewhere, San Antonio. And that's where you came out. So stop
Shut
the
up,
bullshit, Dre.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Be quiet, man. Told you about all that goddamn talking.
Well, we
got to
be quiet, man. We're here talking, man. We're talking like we grew up way back when we was way back.
Yeah,
imagine
way back,
that
way
we
back.
Was all grouped together.
Yeah.
And then bringing it to the 2024s.
That's right. Okay.
And,
okay.
And
Dre,
23.
Dre, I'll let you say a lot of things. I'm trying to figure out what I'm wearing today.
Okay.
And I heard you say that you don't wear lip gloss.
I don't wear lip gloss.
Okay. And you don't use filters.
No, I don't.
And
I'm what
showing
the fuck
pictures
is making all that
right
noise?
Now,
what is that?
Looking like you got makeup on, filters.
Hey, I don't wear makeup and I don't use filters, okay?
Y'all tell me, y'all looking at it.
Did you used to use filters?
No. Jay saw
you
me in
never
person.
Used
I look exactly the same. Jay, when you last saw me, when you came to Winston and played, you and I hung out. You sat across from me and you ate your berries and shit for breakfast that you always do. And you and I was kicking it. You were looking right at me. Did you see any fucking makeup on my face?
I wasn't looking for it.
You were looking in his eyes. Y'all were, wait a minute.
No, nigga, my woman was sitting right next to me. We wasn't looking in each other's eyes. Cut that shit
you
out.
You ain't got no woman, Dre. You got fucked.
I've always had women,
prop.
Nigga. Always had
no,
women.
Nigga.
You got to be twisted, nigga. You got to be fucked up.
No, nigga, nigga,
I've always
nigga,
had
nigga.
Women, bro. Don't hate
no,
the
man.
Player, nigga. Hate the game.
No, man.
Ah, my ass. Shut up.
Most punk playing with bad bitches.
She was a prop. That's what she
whatever.
Was.
Well,
if that makes
let's
you
get back
feel
to what
better,
you just
whatever.
Said. You say it. You order your berries and your
peaches
and
your
that
question.
Stuff that you always order.
Dre,
and
you
were
wear,
sitting
did you
across
wear chapstick?
From me. And
Dre,
what were you guys
Dre,
doing?
Did you wear chapstick?
Looking, you were
do
looking
I wear chapstick?
Gays,
I have worn chapstick yeah. before. Of course, if my lips are chapped, I won't wear chapstick.
Less. That's
but my lips
ball.
Ain't always chapped. I rarely wear lipstick. I mean, I rarely wear chapstick.
Vaseline. How about Vaseline? You always goddamn me somewhere lipstick.
Wait, wait, wait.
Shut
wait.
The fuck up, kid.
We're here to
flip. Let's fuck with
that
40.
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up. Fuck you, man.
No, 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 no. Let's talk about this lipstick session.
I don't wear lipstick.
In your life.
Stop that shit. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop
Let
it.
Me say something to you. Let me say something to you. Let me say something.
Say something to me. Say something
I have never, ever mistakenly, ever in my life said that when I wore lipstick.
Then that's good for you.
No, you know why? You know why, Dre? You know why? Because I never
I can give a shit. I can care less, bro. It don't
I mean,
matter.
You, I'm just saying, man. It's because
care,
I
bro.
Never worn.
Dre,
I
Dre,
never
I
put on, so I never.
Dre, at any time in your life, did you look in the mirror and say, I'm a pretty motherfucker?
Nope.
At any time in your life, did you look in the mirror and say, I'm a pretty nigga?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Then why the hell
but
you put makeup on?
I look
on?
In the mirror and say, I'm a
then
damn good
looking guy. Why are you putting
guy?
Makeup on? Why are you putting, ladies put on makeup to be pretty. Why are you putting makeup on?
I just put whatever I went on stage and we had makeup artists, they will put makeup on.
Did you want to be pretty when you're on stage?
They will put makeup on.
Did you
want to
be pretty when
use,
you're on stage?
I never used eyeliner. I never use.
Did you
want to
be
it.
Pretty when you were on stage?
No.
Why did you wear makeup?
I just told you.
Well, this is what I'd like to know, Jay, if I can ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. You can ask whenever you want. Go for it.
Why in the fuck did you tell us this on this show?
Because
why
I don't
did you come
give
here
a fuck. I don't give a fuck. What part
you
of
don't
it
give
are
a fuck
you,
that you don't give a fuck that you was about to go kick it with this trans and shit, and you was caught up and shit, and you felt that
fuck.
You should
and,
open up to that shit.
And
here?
Just recently, and just recently, you saw this girl with this beautiful ass. And she turned around and had a mustache and beard.
I was fucking with you, Jay. I was fucking
no,
with
oh
you.
Oh, my God. Because
I knew y'all
taking
shit and run with it.
Wait a minute.
I need to clarify. Okay.
It was
oh,
a fucking joke.
No.
Y'all baitable. Y'all baitable. Y'all took the shit.
Hey, boy, Drake.
You made that shit up.
With boy, Dre, do most of your friends say you're handsome? Or
you know
pretty?
What? You need to be quiet. You can't
she's
say
available.
Shit to me.
Yeah, fuck you, Peck.
She's
yeah.
available.
Ain't nobody here
she's
talking
available.
About you.
She's available.
Fucking.
She's available.
That's
Dre.
Better. And you fucking
Dre,
hug
who
around.
Who the fuck cares
sitter.
About what
Shut
Peck
the
Peck
fuck.
Be? Get the fuck out of here, Peck.
Hey, Dre, do you consider yourself handsome or pretty?
Take Fred with you.
Oh, there you
take
go.
Take Fred with
you. Why don't
you
ask
go.
Your wife?
Jay.
Jay.
Whoa.
Jay.
The Shield what? Must not be here.
You need to tell him.
I know the Shield. Okay, they should have my wife.
No. When I say talk about, when I say talk
now.
About wives, I'm talking about in a
derogatory
manner. You fat funky bitch. Your wife's a fat funky bitch, Fred. You fat funky bitch.
Kind of shit.
I remember I had to go through all kind of shit. I used to laugh with Reese when he told me last night his shoes was under my mother's bed. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Tell him you said what worked.
I mean,
you said. Tell him the rest of that story. You were in the shoes.
Reese, I was in Reese's shoes. Okay, so his shoes was under my mother's bed, and then I put them on is what you're saying, right?
Oh, gosh.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, boy, that's funny. And that's how I felt about when he said it, though, OJ. I laughed. Shit, I absorb
yeah,
all kind of shit.
Because it wasn't inflammatory, and you and Reese used to go at it. John don't talk about your mom or your wife.
But what John does do, great nigga shit, huh? What John does do.
I'm glad you pulled it up, pointed it out.
Well, no, I'm glad I'm gifted. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, well, be gifted.
Don't everybody do that kind of shit. Only the gifted ones can do that shit. You know. So, you know. Fuck that shit.
I got 10:30 staff, 12 o'clock. Okay. 4 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. What am I doing? 6
o'clock. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
It's time for coffee.
6 o'clock?
I want to know why Nicole's been so quiet all this time.
Nicole has been pretty quiet. What's up, Snitch, Nicole?
What's
going on, Snitch?
Santa,
you down? Santa's not answering your calls?
Santa's not answering my phone?
Yeah.
She got her ass chewed up in the back. She got her ass chewed up yesterday by QK. In the third and the fourth hour. That's what's wrong.
Who two were up?
Wow.
Six Eyes and Kente, they had a bent over backwards.
No.
Oh, really?
King Fred, you talk about scissors,
damn.
Not Troubles. Troubles hasn't been on the one for, I don't know, about a week now or more. You're speaking of scissors. And you instigated. Make sure you say that part, King Fred.
The thing
you
is, though,
let that out.
The
Nicole,
thing is, though,
are you drunk?
No, just a little sleep deprived. But good morning to you.
I don't like you've been hitting the nipple.
You sounded like you're slurring your words.
I've been up all night. I've been up all night. I had a power nap. Okay, I'm trying to get this. You know, look, I'll catch up in a minute. I need like a cup of coffee, but that's too much. I'll be wired for sound if I drink it. So I have to just wake up
so
all the way naturally.
That old wives' tale. That old wives' tale, drinking coffee and it won't let you sleep.
Six Dad, you up all night.
Man, why
do
you
have to No, I've been on my art and craft table all night.
Shit, man.
I've been on the art and craft table all night.
I have an espresso, Nicole, before I go to sleep. I sleep great.
Well, you're like, not immune, but adjusted to that.
Maladjusted, misadjusted. What did you mean?
I said you're adjusted. You're used to it. I don't drink coffee enough, so, you know, it's too much at once.
I see.
I'll let you guys
now,
know next week
I
about StreamYard. Mike is going to let me know. We'll set up next week probably on StreamYard, and then
start practicing with it.
Awesome.
If Mr. Midnight good. Movie can use StreamYard, Jay, and I think you know who Mr. Midnight Movie is, don't you?
No, who's Mr. Midnight?
I think he's been on this show. If he can do it, trust me, you can do it.
I've never seen Mr. Midnight. I don't know who Mr. Midnight Movie is.
Oh, Mr. Midnight Movie is a character from the old Block Talk Radio days.
Oh, okay.
Now he's just an old man, not as old as us. He's just an old man that lives across from Universal Studios and never changes his bed sheets.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Now, how do you know he never changes his bed sheets? How do you know about his bed?
Well, we're not sure. We're not sure. We think he might be autistic, but we don't know.
Oh, Nicole, check this out, Nicole.
What?
You just keep your poise and rehearse everything that you and I talked about, and you set up a GoFundMe and send it to OJ, and you'll get a minute out of him.
No, my name is Jay King with Lynn Colliver, Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, Yusuf
I'm
King, Brother
Reverend Ali,
Jimmy Braxton, Mushroom Fred, Johnny Beckman Overdrive, OAJ, a.k.a. Dr. Dre with the high top fade, Mary Hopkins, and
you appear talking about you can't afford no
Snitchy
phone.
Smurf,
I'm going to
tell you to get busy living because you have no time dying. Coming
Pro
up next
Max.
Is the third
with an iPad.
We're doing outros right now.
Well, I'm trying to get you an i16 Max, an iPad, and a smartwatch. And you don't want it? And all you got to do is keep a conversation with him, and he will find you.
But don't you cry.
You think I would lie
We're
to
coming
you?
Back, no need to say goodbye. Two fun
you know,
hours
I'm here
just
to
flew
better.
By. Two
hours
here, now dry your dumb ass eyes.
Better.
Around for the third hour of power.
Power.
It's worse than this, and they will devour. Kings in the morning.
All you gotta do is say,
Kings in the morning.
That's all.
Sing it, King Gray.
I'm not, girl, I wouldn't lie to you. That's all you gotta
it's do. It's not about if you would lie to me or not. I did not request an iPhone 16. We've discussed this. I'm on the very phone that you're making fun of right now. We're in the third hour of power, and welcome to it.
That's why you can't get no I-16, because you won't
I don't need an
I-16,
sir.
You do? You need something?
I need a million Pepe coins.
Why do
there you
like
go.
The iPhone?
I'm supposed to Philadelphia. Would you please repeat your
that
question?
Keyboard. And why do you like the iPhone? That keyboard would drive me absolutely batshit crazy because it doesn't let you use the number thing at the same time as letters. Do you know why? I can tell you the reason why that is. You probably
I would love to know.
Have had to switch to the numbers and wondered, why am I gotta constantly switching back and forth between the alphabet and the numbers? And the reason is Google has a patent on that. And Apple can't put that in their iPhone because Google did it first.
And guess what? I didn't know that. You want to know why? Mm. Because I've never had an iPhone.
Good.
I'm an Android.
Keep that up. Keep it up.
Girl, that should have been $50 right there just for you to talk that long.
Let me tell you what I'm motivated to do right now.
Don't you
I'm going to create an iBook. I'm going to create an iBook along with ChatGPT on all the nuggets of truth that I gave you tonight concerning. And I think I can sell it.
Oh, AJ, wait a minute. I got to step in here. What? First of all,
first of all.
Anytime anybody says first of all to
O-A-J-O-J. Me, I'm OJ, 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 you on my block. All right?
No.
Hey, you can't be just saying anything on my block, babe.
There's a new Jew on the block, and it's me.
Oh. Oh. Is that so?
Absolutely.
You got yourself a 5 month.
But I think I can sell. I think I can sell that book and make money.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what. Tell you what I'm going to do. Hush, girl. I'm going to let you talk. And I'm going to let you see.
Not that you let
how
me
the kente,
talk. I talk.
I'm going to let you talk.
I talk what I want to talk.
Oh.
I don't talk just when you say I talk or you let me. You don't let me. If you're lucky, I'll stop talking and let you talk.
Oh, you the big bad wolf, huh? You the big bad wolf, huh?
Wait till the video. Wait till video shows up, and let's see who doesn't show himself on video.
Ain't that a okay? All right. Go ahead. Say what you will.
And I guarantee you that even though I may be shown, nothing that comes out of my mouth is going to change. But you might find it interesting. My favorite.
Well, why would one might find it interesting?
I don't know. Some of the people on this show are brain dead, like Beckman.
So when people see you, one might find it interesting on what they see.
They may have a Jesus moment.
Oh, what's a Jesus moment?
Oh, my God. That is yet to be determined.
Do you know about a Jesus moment?
This guy thinks he's something.
I'm sorry. Who is that? That lowlife in the background?
I never heard.
Sounds like
you're
installing a new kitchen sink.
Hey girl. I see y'all been doing some motherfucking shit. Hey, listen here. I'ma step back and let it happen. And let you
let what happen.
Well, check it out. I'm going to say something to you, sister.
What would you like to say?
Remember, I was the one elevated you from my handkerchief head to a motherfucking chicken.
Are you one of them with the handkerchiefs?
What?
You
now,
know all about those handkerchiefs.
What do you mean,
you know
am I one of them? I beg your pardon. What do you mean, am I one of them, sir?
They have a whole
there you
code
go,
going
girl.
On with those handkerchiefs.
There you go, girl. Now, that's the motherfucker I'm talking about.
Now, how come we're not hearing from anybody else like Mo Moo?
Because you say things that are egregious. And perhaps sister doesn't want to promote
me
that this morning.
Give me an example.
Or this afternoon.
Give me an example.
Or tonight.
Give me an example of that.
No. You have plenty of example. Poor example.
Are
of the things you say to our sister.
Such speech? Are you offended by such speech?
You know, some of the things you say.
You wouldn't
but
say
I know. This is a part
now,
of the troll.
Right?
This is the trolling in you. It's the troll.
You think
the trolling
you think the trolling is deep within me? Let me ask my son. Do you think the trolling is deep within me?
Yeah.
And he says, yeah. And he said it with
a good evening, Jonathan.
He can't hear you. You're
oh,
in my ear.
Well, let
I
him
can
know.
Put you on speaker. I can put you on speaker.
No. Don't put
on the speaker.
Don't put him on. Don't put us on speaker because you don't know what Plankton's going to say next.
It doesn't matter. He's heard everything.
Yeah, you know, Jonathan already said, yeah, I know. So poor guy. He got to catch a break somewhere.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, our sister Mo is in the sister, hold tight. Lathers is getting ready for his day. And I'm late arriving, so I don't know if Cuddles is here, but I haven't heard his voice yet. One moment.
Oh, yeah, he's gone, and I have to go and do this, what I'm doing, so go right ahead. Feel free.
What are you going to go do?
Well, I'm doing what I always do, and that's
he's
listen
back
well.
And listen.
Listen well.
I don't know about the well part.
Well, is there any other way to
listen?
Shovel. Now, I got to tell you something about my son. My son has grown up from being a baby to 17, listening to me on the internet radio, blog talk radio, Spreaker, get into arguments, and he can sleep through anything. He has been in the room and slept at the same time, and I'm yelling at the microphone. He doesn't even wake me. He's used to it. That's why he said it with a sneer. Isn't that right? Yeah.
But I want to ask you, Nicole, I heard you chortle
quite a few times while I was giving out information. Did you disagree with anything I said?
When did the chortling occur?
I heard you chortle. You couldn't hide it. For some reason, you felt the need to exhale with a laugh.
Was it this morning? Or like now?
Yes,
or?
It was this morning. It was an hour
ago. Oh, well, I mean, did you hear me say that I'm sleep
deprived?
Were
you in bed having spasms or something? Was something
no,
wrong?
No. I am up. I'm up. I'm just, you know, like, I really need to, like, go,
well, that's
go to bed.
That you
but I'm up. I had a nap,
ago.
Though. I had to take a nap.
Oh,
I had to do that because it's a lot happening today.
But you reacted
and,
to what I said. I'm just asking.
Well,
you, anything
I mean,
that
it
I
was
said,
natural. Well, I mean, I'm not certain of what you said. I'm thinking about what did I hear you say so far.
Mm. Well, it was quite controversial.
Vince, yeah, I could see me thinking about whatever you said in that moment, weighing
you,
that out.
If I say the name Michael Smirkanish, do you know who that is?
That sounds like it should be familiar to me.
Yeah, he's a anchor at CON,
uh-huh.
at CNN.
CON.
He used to be a talker at WWDB, which was 96.5 on the FM dial. And one day, they were discussing an article that had been in the, I think it was the Inquirer, and it was about a University of Pennsylvania professor, female, who instead of sending the review for a pornographic movie, a lesbian movie mainly, I think it was titled, I Love My Anal Beads, she sent it to her entire class. Every one of her students instead of her girlfriend. And they were discussing this on WWDB that morning. And I called up Michael Smirkanish, and I told Michael Smirkanish, I said, I don't know about you, but I like to masturbate. Now, that guy, he sounded like he was going to fall over. But this was back in the 90s. This is before he became a liberal and got on CNN or C-O-N, con. And I have been known to say outrageous things, but they're usually true.
But
now that
here.
My son is out of the room, I don't know, he's coming back in the room. It makes him very uncomfortable sometimes. He's a bit of, I don't know what it is, but I think he's quite normal. Anyway, I was talking about the retraction when things are about to happen. You didn't hear that? By the way, can you hear all that noise in the background?
Yes, it's wonderful.
You can hear it?
I don't quite know what that is. I can hear it.
It's fucking noodles.
He's taking noodles
out of a bag. He's taking noodles out of a plastic bag, putting it into a pot with some of the most ghastly. Oh, no, he's not. He's going to use the miso instead of the ghastly powder they give you to flavor the noodles. Now, I hope you didn't hear him bite into the noodles. I don't think you heard that. But he has been over at the sink, just banging pots and pans. It sounds like a very busy kitchen in New York City in one of the districts. It's right out of a movie. It could be a background that you didn't answer my question. Did you think that I was correct when I said what I said?
To the gentleman, I think that you wanted to shock him, and you did. You were successful.
But I didn't. But I wasn't being shocking at all. I was being truthful.
Well, you knew that he wouldn't be prepared to hear that in the 90s.
Oh,
he
wasn't prepared for the next question because I said, well, what about you? How often do you masturbate? With an absolute
That's
Is that the trolling?
That definitely.
Oh, hold on.
I know what it is now. I know what it is.
Can you bang that pan any harder?
I'm not banging any pan, sir. I'm sitting at my desk with a painting tool in my hand. I assure you, I'm not in the kitchen.
Okay.
Here's my keyboard. Here's my.
Wait a minute.
Is this a phallic-shaped
painting tool or is it something else?
I'm in my Bob Ross bag right now. See, look, here's my keyboard. I'm not in the kitchen. If I were in the kitchen, I would excuse myself so that I wouldn't make a lot of noise. But you are so right. That sounds like ambient noise, like a kitchen scene in a movie. And the two actors, I have no idea, but I've heard a similar sound before.
You have.
Sounds like he ought to be giving you $150 by now to me.
No, look.
I'm telling you, they have this mechanism now in technology that if a motherfucker want to talk to you, he got to pay on the line.
You're a
bad phone. That's what you are. And I am here to help you get a better phone.
So I tell you what you could do. I tell you what you,
oh, you're
what
gonna
you
tell,
could do.
Oh, you're going to tell Kente.
I tell you what you – yes, I have an idea. I have an idea.
Okay,
I have an idea. So I'm not going to use it for a phone. I have other things that, you know, that are in line before the phone. Because, see, we're using the phone right now. So the phone is doing what a phone needs to do. It doesn't do everything. But all I really need to do is receive calls and allow me to make calls. And hence, here I am. And I'm glad to be here. So that's
more
the
more
idea.
Instance.
Some of those
you could place an order.
Phone,
you could definitely place an order.
Like brick. I'm talking about.
What's shaped like a brick?
You can put a condom on that, and you can utilize that.
Girl,
see, this is why you have trouble. This is why you have trouble. This is why you have trouble.
Where,
girl? That's $250, girl. $250 just went right by.
Yeah.
Now,
thank
can you hear my son stirring the soup? You would think that he could.
I hear that sound. That sound you hear right there.
Oh, that's a cleaver. Bring me that sharpener and give me a small knife. Now, I used to do this.
What are you all having for dinner?
He's making horrible soup. I used to call into talk radio all the time. And just do that. And that sort of freaks people out. I don't know why.
Of course it would. You do know why. That's unnerving.
No,
that's the sound of you sharpening a knife.
Yes, it's the most dangerous knife. It is the most dangerous knife on the planet. And I left these people. They're Chinese. It's a sharp knife, no question about it. But I left these people the worst review because they took this sharp knife, it's a paring knife, and it's got a rounded handle. Now, you could just imagine what it does when you put it down on your kitchen counter. It fucking spins. You can hit it in the wrong way, and it'll go off the counter. And I guarantee you this thing will go right through your foot. Because I keep it constantly sharp. Here, I'll give you the full effect of that at the side of my microphone. And when you do it slowly, it has even more effect.
Right. So why would you do that to others? Why would you unsettle them that way? What's going on with you? Why do you like to unnerve others? This is the question.
Well, I like to take them off their game, same as I do with Yusuf all the time.
You and Plankton are too much alike. I think it's almost like a comparison of notes.
In which way?
On how you,
how you
each love to unnerve others. You're a lot alike.
My son just made a lot of noise down there, and now he's looking at me like, was that me?
Yes!
It was.
Are you sure that it wasn't the fact that you brought up Yusa?
Oh, you think you had a hand in that? No, sir. It's just because you're on. Oops.
Well, I'm always on.
Sometimes.
What up, ladies? What up, fellas? Good morning, everybody. How everybody making out?
Forget you. Hang up while you got the chance.
Yes.
Do
you feel trapped?
Why must I?
OJ here.
You did everything you could to run me off the phone yesterday.
OJ here is on my block, man. And he over here trying to skate and sizzle his lean on his microphone. The Snicky Poo, a.k.a. my chicken.
The chicken.
Like he wants
to
do something.
The roost.
So
the chickens
so,
have come home to
Snicky.
Roost with the one angry bird.
Oh.
What, do you think he can make any more noise? He's trying not to make noise, and yet he's making more than he was before he was trying not to make the noise.
He just wants to live his life, you know.
He's making noise.
His dinner together.
Fred, he's making noise.
He's talking about his
son.
Yeah.
Who's in the kitchen just banging pots and pans at random. And if you don't think pots and pans are important, Chile, I think, fell because people went out with pots and pans and banged on them. Took down a whole government. I was telling him, you can take the knife back. I don't need the prop anymore. But that was one of my famous moves years ago.
Yeah, but that's horrible. That's horrible.
Why is that horrible? If you walk through a kitchen
in an
Italian movie, you would hear that all around. Chefs would be sharpening their knives all the time. What's the problem?
The problem, it's more of the environment, the situation, you know, like time and place. You're on talk radio. No one's expecting to hear someone sharpening a knife, grinding an axe, you know, pulling a chainsaw.
Oh, listen, if I had an axe and an axe grinder, I'd be on that fucker all day. Do you agree with that? Sharpening an axe. That'd be fucking cool. In fact, if you get one of those low humming engines, that drive the grinder. That'd be even better. Sparks going everywhere. Sparks flying in all directions. Papers that are at random on the floor catching fire. Cool.
Meanwhile, Philadelphia. Do you enjoy writing? Do you enjoy just sort of writing, journaling your thoughts or, you know, writing short stories?
No, I enjoy writing letters to the editor, many of which can be found if you go to look for them, excoriating most of the morons in government, and I'm very good at it. I used to go around and find and look for politicians who were stumping or were doing some presentation, and I used to go find them and make them stutter on stage. The one that comes to mind was Tom Ridge. Remember Tom Ridge?
I feel like I do remember Tom Ridge.
Yeah, he used to be the governor of Pennsylvania. I made that fucker stutter and stammer in a, I forget which school it was at, but in a big auditorium, because I kept asking him questions such as, well, governor, why is it that all your votes and all the things that you sign on seem to be in line with all the Democrats? Aren't you a Republican?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, that would make him stammer. But I don't do that anymore because I'm in Thailand and nobody pay attention. Wouldn't be their language.
Wow.
But which did you think was worse? Did you think it was all the things I was telling Jay King and he was agreeing with me on? Or my sharpie?
I miss most of what you said today. I have to go back and rewind, and I shall. However,
you will have
heard
to put
me gasp at something you said. It was probably to something you said. Well, see, you weren't saying very much when I first arrived. I didn't hear you at that time. As a matter of fact, I didn't really hear you until you asked.
I gave Fred advice on how to fart. No one would know it was you. Just reach back, pull your ass cheeks open, and it'll come out like this. And nobody will know. And then when somebody catches it, you just look at them and go, what did you do? I do that.
Also horrible all the time.
I do that with the girlfriend all the time. I fart in bed, wake her up, and then blame her for it.
Yeah, that. Why not just excuse yourself for a moment, you know, and cut the cheese
and
return?
I didn't have to wake her up. What are you talking about?
Oh, you woke her up. You woke her up.
Well,
you
no,
woke
I woke her up after
you
I did her. And then I blamed it on. Yeah, that I blamed it on her.
She knows it's not her.
No, she doesn't. Because the one time she told me, oh, I ate something, I don't know.
Poor thing.
Yes, she's only 90 pounds. I suppose it was.
She has decided to put up with you every day.
She has no choice.
How lucky are you? What do you mean she has no choice?
She has no choice.
She has a choice.
No. She's an old lady.
Is she being held hostage? Are you holding her hostage?
No, but here in... No, no, no.
But she has a choice.
Here in Thailand, they, on job advertisements, will put on there nobody over 30. Or the woman has to be pretty or has to be a certain height. So once you're over 30 and she's over 40.
Did not say her age.
Why not?
Because she asked you weeks ago not to talk about her. She did. She asked you.
Oh, no. She didn't know what I was talking about. She just put that out there as a blanket thing.
Because
she
knows
would never know.
That's your blanket
yeah,
that she's
together,
putting out.
Been together 3 years, so I don't think there's any surprises.
Yeah, she knew you were talking about her. Don't tell us her age.
Well, I was talking and looking right at her. I think I gave her a clue. But she's old.
She's not old.
Oh, yes, she is. In Thailand, she is. See?
Everybody
that's
back in
the
United States
talk.
Uses, no, that's right. And you're using what you know of the United States to color your judgment. But here in Thailand, it's old.
Isn't there color in Thailand?
Isn't there what?
In the way.
What'd you say, color?
Yeah, he asked you, is there a color in Thailand?
Well, there are different shades of Thais, yes. She's more Chinese Thai. The Thais have a thing with the Chinese. They'll say,
opposed
well,
to what
I'm
Thai?
Happy.
More Chinese Thai.
I was about
what's
to tell
the other
you.
Kind of Thai?
I was about to tell you when you blurted out unceremoniously.
Well,
in the worst
well,
way.
Unceremoniously, being that I know where
no,
you're
no, unceremoniously, not unceremon, whatever.
Well,
there are,
you have
there
your
are
way
ties,
in which you want to
I,
indicate
okay.
in which a person
there are ties,
might say
and
something
there are,
wrong, but I said it correctly.
And there are mixed ties. And if you're mixed with Chinese, you are considered
what if,
a
what if
high
you mix with a nigga? What if you mix with a nigga? Because you know
well,
over there.
They're doing that now. No. They're
oh, they're doing,
doing
it
now.
Now. It
like,
was in
I,
the beginning, motherfucker. What are you talking
just,
about? There's
no,
all kind of African
well,
temples. And what the fuck are you talking
black
about?
Black people don't
you
come
need,
here. African people do.
Well, motherfucker, what the fuck do you think that I am?
Well, you've never been to Thailand, so I don't even know why
well,
you're
motherfucker,
talking.
Go look at the temples, motherfucker, and go see how big the nose was. Go see what type of hair it was.
Hold
go
on
see
a
how
second.
Big
my son,
the lips are.
My son has a bigger nose than some of the Thais. He's got himself a northeastern Isan nose.
Mm-hmm.
He may fix it later on. Mother fixed
it.
He
may
hurts.
Fix it, huh?
That,
he
doesn't,
may fix it,
that
huh?
doesn't make its way to
the don't want them
so.
Big fat nostrils, huh? Them big fat, you know that big fat nigga nose that they took off the Sphinx. You know that big fat nigga nose. That big fat forehead.
No, the original Sphinx that is used to make that stone etching didn't have a nose.
Oh, really?
It was removed.
So it was made noseless, right?
It was removed in a farming accident.
It was removed how? Alexander the Great shot
it
off. What are you talking about?
In a farming
Alexander the Great shot the nose off. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Sphinx.
Yeah,
that's
he
what
shot
the
it
Sphinx
off.
Looked like originally. No. It was lost in a farming accident years ago.
No. You're tripping, bro.
Don't you know?
When Alexander the Great conquered, the first thing he did was to shoot off the nose. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
Well, he may think he shot something off.
What history
yeah,
are you?
That's exactly
he,
what happened.
What history,
well,
history,
he might
yes,
think
that,
he shot something off.
That's a fact.
It was all written on.
Oh,
no,
motherfucker,
no,
motherfucker.
This is that Shaka Zulu effect.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Shaka,
there
motherfucker. Shaka, motherfucker.
I'm glad you will. We were all rehearsing the things you think you know. Keep there.
Yeah, you act like you the knower of knows. And I will say no, no, no more than you.
No. Destiny Chowway. No,
you're
no, no,
agnostic, no. And I am a Gnostic. How about that?
Sometimes people think they know things, but they don't.
Well,
it turns
well,
out
Gnostic
that
does.
It becomes a
I know
you're
a perfect example. You're a perfect example of people who think they know things sometimes. You're a great
well,
perfect
yeah,
example.
But it then becomes the Streisand effect, and then nobody
well, you
knows
know,
what
look,
to believe at that point.
I tell you what, you know what, and that's where, listen, that's where you call the multiverse. Because you're going to live in the verse you think you know, and I'm going to live in the one I know I know.
Ooh-wee.
Well, I don't know Ooh-wee. What experience you have with the nose on the Sphinx, but I'm telling you that there never was a nose. That's a depiction that is accurate.
Based upon,
that was lost
based
in
upon
a farming
what?
Accident.
Based upon what?
Based upon what was etched into the stones. You got to read hieroglyphics
okay.
to understand.
You know, let's look at
the hieroglyphics. The hieroglyphics got red, black, and green in it.
And that means what?
Did you know?
And that means
know,
red, black, and green. You know what I mean?
Did you know they even?
So how do you know it's not black, green, and red?
It doesn't matter.
If you're trying to.
Well,
if your head does,
let me
it
tell
is in
you
the
something.
Eye of the beholder to decide which colors came in which order. You have ordered
well,
them
let me
according
tell you
to
something.
What your mind tells you.
Oh, yeah? Is that right? Oh,
I would
is that right?
I would suggest you get yourself
what
a good
does
cup
the
of
wall,
coffee.
What does the wall tell? What does the writing on the
I
wall tell?
I suggest you get a good cup of, well,
I
is it written
suggest,
in hieroglyphics?
I suggest that
I suggest
you go
you
and find out
coffee.
Who is Daniel and who is Nebuchadnezzar.
I
suggest you find out who write hieroglyphics now compared to who wrote them then. And you juxtapose both of the glyphics and see, wow.
Nobody juxtaposes anything. Jonathan, you ever heard of the word
well,
ace?
I do. I do. I
you
do.
Ever heard of the word,
compare.
Have you ever heard of the word juxtapose? He's not talking about Leonard Cohen writing symphonies.
What?
Juxtapose. He just said juxtapose.
What is that?
Yousef said it.
What does that mean?
It means nothing because he mangled the language, just like he fucked up the word of the day 3 weeks ago.
What was the word of the day for today?
The word of the day for today was perturbed.
Perturbed.
Would you like to hear a replay, or would you like to hear?
Did you do the word of the day?
I most certainly did. I don't do words of the day, such as fair or cream.
Why don't you let this bumbling idiot off the fucking ropes? Come on, Kente.
Don't you
shit.
Have children?
And you
fucking let,
let
him breathe. Let him breathe. Let him breathe.
Don't you have chandeliers that children are hanging off of, Fred?
See?
If you hurry up, you might go catch one before they fall.
Now take what he just said and hold it. Now articulate it, what you got
hold
to say
it like
about
a, hold it like a fart. That'll get Jay going. Jay
well, just like I said,
about,
when you juxtapose the hieroglyphics
he
of those that was written then,
are you saying
and those that are written
or
now?
Juxtapose?
Well,
is that got a Jew in it?
It?
Well, is that
yeah,
got a
yeah,
Jew in it, or is that
yeah,
juxtapose or
yeah,
juxtapose?
Didn't you
or
know that?
Are you
Jew?
Somehow?
Didn't you know that?
Are you somehow?
Didn't you know that?
Becoming.
Jew?
Another language speaker and
should I say juxtapose? You want to say that?
I think juxtapose
well,
is
I,
the
what if I just say that there wasn't even a J in the alphabet? Just say juxtapose.
Well,
and then
J.
just take that out. No,
and
well,
I have
there's
never
a J,
heard.
Well, there's a J
think,
in Jesus. There's
I
a J in Jesus, but that's
a,
not right.
Think, okay.
Well,
have
there's
you ever
a J.
Heard of,
there's
think,
a J in my name, Joseph. But
have
I
you
do
ever,
Joseph.
Yes, yes, yes. Have you?
Yeah,
ever
yeah,
heard
yeah.
Of
because
the
there's no such
Jesus.
Thing, motherfucker.
There's no such thing as the word juxtapose.
No, it's no. But I. But there's a such thing as red, black, and green.
But you didn't know that, and you used it several times because you didn't know.
Listen here, bitch ass. I will always say juxtapose. Being that apparently whoever I'm talking to isn't a nigger. And they say, oh, he must be trying to say juxtapose. Talking about, and they're saying, wow, how intelligent of a human being that he is.
That he said juxtapose.
No, that he said red, black, and green, motherfucker.
Work.
The red, black, and green is on the wall, motherfucker.
There's a lot on the wall.
No, well, I'm talking about the red,
you would
the
never,
black,
you
and the
would
green.
Never want to say,
well,
you would
I'm
never
talking about the, there's many
white.
Colors. There's many colors, but the colors that they chose to use was
well, let
red,
me ask you this question.
The black and the motherfucking green.
All righty, and the green, yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Does it bother
and you know
you
what?
When you
and it
watch...
seems that if you combine those colors, you will get green, red, and black that was supposed to stand for other people. But the original that's on the wall is red, black, and green with niggas, with them big,
I
fat niggas.
You
nose.
Should answer my question.
Oh, no,
afraid.
Motherfucker, no, 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 no.
That was
I don't
six
have to
notes.
Answer your
I
question.
Congratulate you
Let me
on
tell
being
you
mentally
something.
Ill.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, man.
That's five
niggas.
Times already.
Let me tell you, yeah, five times, man. Let me tell you something. It's over. The black renaissance is here. The black renaissance is here, and you can do nothing about it because
you
the cosmos
became overshadowed
is the cosmos,
by Biden.
Man. Let me tell you something.
Laugh at you.
Let me tell you
and
something.
Dr.
It's sprinkling all over, man.
You
can't stop this shit. Just like Mandela said when they wanted to do what they did to South Africa, you know what Mandela said? He sat back and said, you can't stop it. And just like Kente said, you know what Kente said? You cannot stop what's about to take place. The black renaissance is going to take over America. It's just like how Haiti. You remember how Haiti came to be? You remember those banging on the pots and pans that you said when they overtook
you mean baby
shit?
Doc? You mean baby doc?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah baby,
baby
doc.
Doc.
Yeah, baby doc.
Baby doc.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah,
I need my knife and my.
Why don't you? Why don't,
sure.
Hey, check it out. Go get your blade when you talk like that. Go get your. I'll wait for it. Go get your prop. Go get it.
No, I'd have to get my son together.
Yeah, man, go get that prop, man. Go get that prop, man. Go get the prop and that knife.
Oh, there's lots of things you could use as prop. Right?
No, man, let's go get the knife, man.
Did you never watch?
Go get the blade. Get the blade, man. I like double edge. I like a double edge sword on mine.
Yeah. It's
Do you have a double edge? Is it double
edge?
You talking about a fillet knife?
Sure. Now, it's a knife.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. You can't stop it. It's
going to
be legions. It's
going to
be legions. You know what? It's better that you left. It's better that you left. You were smart. And you take your son so he can look at it, so he can be on the outside looking in when he see niggas wake up, when he see those dry bones. Those dry bones wake up.
I don't know
like
where you
Holy
think
Ghost.
We are, but
we
this country, this country doesn't have black people.
Dry bones again. Yeah, write that again. Boy, them dry bones, boy.
This
it could be like them
niglets. Have anything
it could be a bunch of niglets, man. It could be
the
like it could be like first. No, man. Hey,
dry
let me
bones.
Ask you something. Let me ask you. Hey, let me ask you something instead of tell you something. Have you been to the upper room?
That was three times.
Have you been to the upper room?
Well, that depends. Have I been to the bottom room in reference to the upper room?
Well, I have the keys to the bottom room. I can get out of there anytime. But do you have,
or you can
and have
get
you
in.
Been to the upper room?
Or you can get in. Maybe better.
Yeah, but have you been to the upper room?
Contractually, I'm not allowed to say.
Well, contractually, you haven't. Because you're not like us. Now, everyone that know what I just said about the upper room has been there. And you ain't there. What do you think about that?
Not much.
Go get the knife. Why don't you go sharpen it?
It's sharp enough.
Is it sharp enough?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
After I get done watching all these white people blow each other's head off from the back, killing each other, it's going to be bad. Yeah, they're killing each other here in America. You got white men killing white men on TV, knowing that big brother, and then bragging about it. And niggas just watching it. And you know what? I'm here to tell you that they are here.
Leave. You can't tell you a sick motherfucker, man. Something wrong with this nigga whispering. You can't whisper, nigga. You and this nigga is the whisperer. Y'all motherfucking is the human whisperers, nigga, not the dog whisperers. You got Jay singing in the background. Every 5 minutes you say something, he must be with the Babylon today.
Get to hear your voice, Cuddles.
Shut your ass up. It ain't good to hear your voice.
Why you gotta be so mean?
Ain't nobody talking to your motherfucking ass. That's why you get tore up, because you in somebody else's business, you punk ass roach. Shut the fuck up.
I'm
talking to you. Shut your motherfucking ass up.
Right now.
You're going to need more than AI on your video if Jay put your monkey ass up there on the goddamn video. We're going to lose motherfucking supporters and sponsors fucking with your ugly ass.
Mo-mo. You had an appointment to fix your meanness. You just came back meaner.
OJ is imitating you. He's hitting the nail on the head.
And I don't even want to tell her. I don't even want to tell her what you guys just said.
Shut the fuck up. You leave her out of your mouth.
Now you listen
Thank
to
you,
me.
Fred.
You hub around driver.
Thank you, Fred.
Let me tell you something. You hub around sitter. Don't tell me what I put in my mouth or don't put in my mouth.
Go ahead, put it in your mouth. 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 Put it in your mouth, man. Sure.
That'd be nice with some bass behind it. Boom, boom. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Hey, man, you know that. Hey, that's the dirty, dirty, huh?
That's like a dirty, dirty South song right there. Put it in your mouth. Boom.
Fred. Hey, Charles, we're all
get yourself
over,
together,
man.
Scissors.
We're all over, man. It's respected all over the place. Hip-hop is universal, man.
You motherfuckers.
It's the spirit right. Rotating to wake us up, man.
Yeah, man. You must have been sleeping yesterday.
Fact, that
could
be a blues song. Like to put it in
his mouth. Ali, leave the dogs alone. Ali, let go of that dog. Oh, that barking and shit.
That's what's special about hip hop, though, man. See, that book there, just like how Ali be talking about, you know, and I get it when he said about how you know it was them that wrote, how you know they wrote what they want. But the thing and the principle and the meat of the story is that all of us here are the characters to what was written back then. So the things, the songs, all that shit is really us doing it in real time. All of us, we are the book. And that's the point, for you to recognize who you are. So other ones go put you in the book. You did. But the point is to be in the now and be the book and to overcome this shit. Because it's written, man, that it's for you. The world is yours. Get back. This world is ours. Tupac said, smile, you black, because he saw heaven. God don't have a heaven, man. And it's right here on earth, because God is on earth right now. They're looking up in the sky, but God is right here. Mm-hmm. Got a whole lot of shit to clean up, to make the crooked way straight. That's all. And that's what's taking place. And motherfuckers is catting by niggas.
Now, if you are on one length of that crooked structure, and all you can see to infinity is a straight line, is that thing really crooked?
Well, I need to be at one, on the one, because everything, even the human species, the man is wanting to be the one and the woman, and the woman is wanting to be the man and the woman and the man. It's just to be the one. That's why the homosexual thing, you got the species came from one, according to the writings, right? From the man. And then it was a split, a divide. And then came the woman. So now you have that species wanted to be back at the one. So you got males who think that they're women and becoming back at the one. And you have women that wants to have this male tendency that's as they reach back towards the one, to be in harmony with the one. So it's almost like an androgynous love affair. You know what I mean? But anyway, back to this cosmic thing and the red, black, and green. So the world is ours, man. You know what I mean? And you fucked it up. You know, the way all that these color that wasn't black made black people bad because they weren't the ones when they came out of the ice to put a big fat nigga nose and keep on building the civilization, and because they were stuck in that ice and they got jealous. Your time has come. And that's for both. It's time to put away with the foolishness, the misinterpretations, and what's coming from the children. Because that's where the new world is going to come from. You got to come to this like a baby. Can't be tampered with and shit. Giving these children all filthy, fucked up shit to where you got children killing children. You got a child, a female child, that went and shot up somebody today in the school. Do you know that? It's fucked up here.
I didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that. I'm the zeitgeist. I'm the spirit of the time. For some reason, I just happened to get this information.
And the question was, how the child didn't know they had the gun. That's crazy.
Well, that's what they want to know. Well, the question is, how is it that other societies have not this problem, but this one does? And this society continues to bullshit and malarkey shit and all that shit, and you put up with it. And this is the greatest country in the world. You have other countries that don't have that problem in this greatest country of the world. How can you be so doped up and you go talk about your relative and your family that's on crack, that's on heroin, that's on fentanyl, and you sit up here with your piety and accept this government?
Don't forget
and its
the
politics.
Matter of fact, I got one better for you, Lisa. How can you come in as an immigrant, become a politician, and then hate all the immigrants that come in after you? Your parents before your parents were immigrants. They got you illegal. Gave you a chance. Made you become a politician. Gave you a chance to become somebody. and now you hate on the immigrants? That's crazy. You're Spanish to a point.
And how come there's so many homeless veterans and in wheelchairs and asking me for money with dirty fingernails and no and they big toes showing in the rain? Who going to make it better? It ain't Trump's fault. It ain't Biden's fault.
No,
you
yeah,
think
Biden's
they are
fault.
The leader. You think they the leader. But they ain't the leader either. But you believe on what they say. But I guarantee you that the dry bones are
women
not
are beautiful things.
More.
Oh, my goodness. Women.
I love being black, a nigga from America.
I do too.
I am chosen. That's the tribe I'm
from. For what? For what?
I got chose just like a bitch chose a pimp by the Most High. I got chosen. The chosen one. Better believe it. And I know it's real because I can relate to other people that has been chosen. Where did that come from? How did that happen? How can a motherfucker see what I didn't see? And then I see it and they see it. What did I do? Because I fucked up in school, but now I can see things that others can't. And other motherfuckers can. What the fuck is that? That means you the living book. Back to that shit. They don't want you to think you the living book. They don't think you're supposed to write, that the writings are about you. You are the ones that they pray for to come. You are the ones that's going to build a new world. You are the ones that can just say no. That's all you got to do. Disobey. Try it. You ain't even got to bang on a pan. All you got to do is say no. That shit is powerful. And accept what happens. What's going to come out of the ashes? You know what? You will. You got to go through it, though, to know it. You got to go through it so you can know truly. How about that? Or you got to know to go through it. You got to know. Let's loop it. Yeah, loop that shit. You got to know to go through it. Hey, loop it. Something like that. Loop that shit. Because once you go through it, you'll know it. And that's where the power is, not in the money. The power is knowing, and they know you know. Yeah, that's why Trump want to see what niggas is with him and which ones ain't. They choosing like the 300. Who with me? I ain't. Fuck no. I ain't with neither one of you motherfuckers. Because I've been chosen by someone else. Better than getting chosen by a bitch.
What is this, Kente's encyclopedia?
No, everybody can participate. You're just a hecker. You laugh like one.
They can all participate, Kente.
It's not an old joke, goddammit.
You are the consummate heckler. And I know
you,
I know
you should. You better tread lightly. Tread lightly. I'm logged in. I'm not fucking
I
with
you.
I gave
Y'all
you a compliment. Hey, nigga,
God.
Will you shut up, nigga? I'm talking to Kente.
I can
God
do what
damn.
I want to do, bitch. You
shut your motherfucking instigating ass up, nigga.
No, you're
all
going to
be fucking with niggas. Go find, go back with
man,
the kids, nigga.
Man.
Go back out there hollering at the kids, nigga.
Let's get ready
no,
to run.
Fucking
with me.
Them the very ones
anyway,
that can't
take
what I see. No,
Fred see what I see.
Well, you trying to take that nigga's side? Okay, let me. I'm gonna show you niggas. I'm gonna get a booyah right now, you motherfucker.
I call them children. I didn't call them kids.
I'm finna call them mutes, nigga. I'm finna call them mutes.
I call them children. I call them my children. Mm-hmm. I don't call them kids. Kid is a goat. I'm not here to raise goats. I have children.
We in the bubble.
For my breastplate.
I'm sure we in the bubble.
Not yet.
Oh, this shit go on and on. You think I'm going to stop? I don't stop and I don't quit. I've been anointed in the middle of my life and said, whoa, back in the 80s, Fred. I'm like, what the fuck? In the 80s, man, in sack, man. Fred, in the 80s, in sack, man. Come on. Come on, man. I had to stop drinking, smoking, all that shit. Why in the fuck? In sack, man. Going up and down 80, that corridor from Oakland to the bay to town and back to sack and through all this motherfucker, and I had to change.
Yeah. The 80s wasn't no joke.
'80s, '90s. You know why I had to change?
Why is that, man?
For the day. Because I didn't read a motherfucking thing, and now I got every book you could think of. Why did I had a dream back then. I had a dream books was going to be flying all around me. And here they are. I didn't know that shit. That is my path. Instead of smoking the dope and selling the dope and fucking all them women, you know about that shit. You know what I'm saying? The Most High said, whoa, pump your brakes, nigga. I want to teach you some shit. Not like OJ. I was taught by the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Teacher. The spirit from within. The Jesus. The Christ.
Now, I am so glad I was on.
There he is. Listen to the big fish. Listen to that big fish. Well, motherfucker. Well, stay asleep, motherfucker.
I needed to stay asleep. Let me tell you something. My body needed to heal after listening to all of that dribble.
Oh, that dribble. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Drip, 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 drip. Crossover.
You ain't got to work today, huh?
Motherfucker, I'm playing chess.
You are never playing chess.
Oh, AJ, let me tell you something.
I tried to link in to that challenge
that you want to participate in on chess. But for some reason, I couldn't get in. I don't know why. I tried.
You probably forgot to log in. How fucking stupid can you be?
I can be very stupid. I came into the fold being stupid shit. Ain't nothing wrong with being stupid. I go dumb, stupid, retarded even. Have you ever been retarded?
You want me to pick you up? You want me to pick you up with the yellow bus?
Why not, Rev? Pick me up when we blow one.
We got Snitchy Pooh hanging on the back of the bus. Should we try to dust her off or what?
Are you kidding? You backed up the bus on top of her. She's probably almost suicidal listening to him.
Man, don't you be messing with our Snitchy Pooh.
Did I just hear Mary Hopkins? How many are in there? Six?
I'm not ready for fish today.
Let me say something to you, Snitchy Pooh. The way that he captured your interest, do you want me to let you know? because
it was
I'm a doctor.
It was pussy.
I'm a psychologist.
He's a doctor.
Psychiatrist.
You are not a psychologist.
Oh, yes. I dig all up in your fucking head.
Oh, no. You'd have people apoplectic at this point.
OJ, since you want to allure Snitchy Poo, my chicken, with all your Philadelphia talk, why is it that they bomb those brothers over there in Philadelphia?
I think it's lure her, not allure her.
No, you
allure.
No.
No, it's not. You're using it wrong.
Let me tell you something. This is a bastard language. I could say really though, and I can make it into what I want. To. You know what I mean? I can put English is a fuck that you can do anything you want to do with it. The only one that's gonna make you think
word,
that you're wrong for using it is the ones that think that they are the author of the language. There is no author of this language.
But I was not alluring her. I was, as you say, luring her.
You know what? One, two, three, four,
words.
Five, six. Now I said foe. What does foe mean? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
You might be
what
on the golf course.
Mean?
I couldn't tell
what
you.
What does foe mean? And that's what it means.
I just told you, you might be on a golf course. I don't know.
I might be on a golf course, and I might be saying numeral. I might be going through my numeral symbols. And I said, folks, that's just how people say it, man. You know, if it
numerals
don't sound right to you.
Simple.
See, there you
numerals
go with that bullshit.
Simple.
Numerals, man.
Numerals,
you know why? Let me tell you
simple.
Something, man. Oh, numerals are not symbols?
No.
Why aren't they
they're
symbols?
They're numerals or numbers.
No,
or they're
it's a
letters.
Symbol.
But neither
it's
of those
a, no.
two are symbols.
They are symbols. What are you talking about?
I'm obviously telling you something you don't know, and you're stalling
or,
for time.
Or enlighten me.
No. I don't have the energy. You have almost.
Okay, well, I'll continue to say that they're symbols then, okay? They're symbols.
Well, you may say that, but you look as foolish as you did when you destroyed that other word.
Well, I know how to use it, though. I know how to use that
you
symbol.
You made it up, so I would not
okay,
doubt
well, I know
that
how to make up shit. I have the gift to make up shit out of symbols and use
you
them.
You had the gift to lie.
Well, I have the gift. Yeah, I had the gift to do that shit. I can use a symbol in a fucked up way, say it, and you'll get the fuck what I'm saying out of doing that. And you
but
think you're right. You think you're right. Well, in that.
But why is it?
Oh
that
man,
you have
I like talking to you.
How did you
to
have
fuck you up
create
in chess, man?
A new account with no plays on it, nothing, which tells me that you've never played chess in your life.
So what do you think about all that red, black, and green on the wall symbolizing the red, black, and green that you see that I wear every day? And when you hear people, especially in hip hop, talk about red, black, and green like KRS-One.
I don't listen to people, especially in hip-hop.
What's that?
I don't listen to people in hip-hop, especially.
It ain't for you. It ain't for you. You go hear it, but your follow ground hasn't been broken
no,
up
no,
enough
no, I don't wanna,
for you to receive.
I don't keep my brain cells assaulted with hip-hop.
All right. That's good.
Tell you, there's only one hip hop that I like.
And what's that?
The Rapper's Delight.
Okay. And why is that?
Because I know all the words.
So if you knew all the words to hip hop, then you would like
you. I don't know the words to any other hip hop. anything. I don't pay attention to it. To me, it's not music.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Just noise.
But, all right, but, okay, let me check
tell you
out.
What music is. I'm going to tell you what music is. Music.
Okay, so,
no, you can tell us what your choice in music is. You can't tell us what music is.
Okay,
we have our own.
Oh,
hey,
get your fishing gear and come to fish.
You will
take
me over
to find what you
with your voice.
You can't.
You, if they let you out.
OJ, music was used. OJ, music was used in the beginning to communicate. Before there was any even organization in music, it was a communication tool. So you can't begin to even talk about what music is. You are not even an author of it. So for you to even kind of munch out your mouth anything else, but what I'm about to tell you, you've lost it.
Well, you don't know.
No, that's
but
fact.
I was trying to get across that if you let Mary out in a mental hospital, you could clean that hospital out because I think that 75% of people would kill themselves.
Shut the fuck up. You should kill yourself right now.
So do you know that hip-hop used the music that you love and they just lift it off of the records that you listen to and then they fuse it into a message? Yeah.
My girlfriend a long time ago, when I was 38, she was 19.
How old was she?
Studying pharmacy.
Okay.
That's the last time your fat ass had a girlfriend.
Studying pharmacy. And she used to hear music that I would listen to, and she would say something, "Oh, they copied so-and-so." I said, no. Your rapper copied from music 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
That's from 30 years ago, before you were even born.
Right.
I like to say that. I like to say that with an earshot of the old ladies that used to give me sneers all the time.
So
what's your point?
Why did
you have to make your point four times? Was one not enough?
Well, you kept going on and on because the thing is, this is conversation.
Well, he learned from you, Kente, because you be going on and on and then don't make your point either.
But I'm saying that my music, what I think is music, is cherished by the association. That's music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That type of music is my kind.
And that's the music, and that's the music that she was hearing when she heard hip-hop.
She was hearing it after it had been copied and rapified.
What's wrong with that?
She's in her 40s now. She told me a year ago that she no longer listens to rap anymore. She says it's garbage. She told me
that's because you planted a seed of confusion in her.
I planted more than a seed in her. You can be sure of that.
Well, I'm sure of that because that's what you do. You know, I know about you. Yeah, you can brag about it.
She went out. She went out and got an abortion and almost got accosted at the abortion clinic because she was in scrubs. They assumed she was an abortion doctor.
Right. Well, scrubs were in at the time, you know. But the thing is, though.
She was wearing scrubs because she often wore scrubs in school, depending on what she was
doing. Yeah, I wear scrubs. I like to wear scrubs. I used to wear scrubs in school.
You like to wear scrubs with them?
It's like a fact. You know, you can wear what you want to wear. Be what you like. Do what you like.
I thought she was the doctor. I think somebody got confused inside Planned Parenthood. By the way, that wasn't my choice. My choice was to keep
the point of bringing it up.
She was
the point of bringing it up
she was enjoying the music
and
if she'd have had the baby.
Hip hop just lifts
up great music from the past, and they speak on it now today.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Your point. You better make your point quickly because Block Talk
it doesn't matter. Well, you know, it all depends on, you know, if you have the right tone or the frequency on who speaks when one speaks. The one that answers, the one that comes through clearly.
Soon enough.
Well, it depends on the frequency and the tone of where, you know, it comes from. So whatever comes through the mic, you know, if you sound better, if I sound better, it'll be
bunch of gibberish.
Well, gibberish can be accepted. It's all about tone.
Sure. If you're playing Plants vs. Zombies, then gibberish is accepted.
Well, gibberish is accepted if the frequency accepts, you know, so. You can gibberish all through.
Frequency doesn't know the language.
Well, let you tell
frequency
it.
Frequency is as frequency does. That's it.
Yeah, let you tell it.
What's going on, Yusuf? OG, what you doing, man? What you cooking tonight, man? I wish I was up in sack, man. Really, I really need some greens, man. Bad.
Well, what I did, I went to the green farm the other day, and I got a batch of greens. And what I'm doing, and what I'm doing now, I'm being that I'm a connoisseur of greens. I'm tasting my greens right now. You got a lighter? Yeah, I got some good greens.
I had a lighter, but a nigga named Joseph Burney robbed me for two of them before. I mean,
well,
I don't have you seen
that
nigga in Sacramento? Have you seen that nigga Joseph Burney?
No. Because
that motherfucker, I'll tell that nigga I'm looking for him. He stole my lighter.
I seen his shoulder garment.
You seen his shoulder garment? No, that was Yusuf Kente's garment you saw. That was the cloth. I don't know. Yusuf Joseph Burley wasn't there.
I think a lighter fell out.
You always around Kente, girl. I got to get COVID covered again. My goodness.
You got to return to Cuddles his two lighters, sir. That was most impolite of you. Man shares his lighter, you keep it.
Lighters are for taking.
Nicole, why would
you
be trying to set you up? I'd be trying to set you up with all these good ways you can be getting some cash out money, and you won't even accept it.
Cuddles.
That nigga Joseph Burney robbed me. That nigga robbed me in Sacramento, and Joseph Burney robbed me in San Diego. And the shit rhymed, too.
Well, he kept it.
You know what? And because of that, I ask the Most High, please, please lift this kleptomaniac part of me away.
Isn't the Most High you?
Well,
you're
going to have somebody to talk
high.
To.
You're the man. You're the one that's the Most High all the time.
Well,
so when you say the Most High,
you got a point,
are you referring to yourself?
He definitely has a point.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You're right. Again, OJ, you're always right. That was a good check.
Yusuf Kente is real smooth too, Nicole. When he robbed you, because he distract you, he started laughing and telling you something to make sure you laugh. And then that's when the lighter disappeared.
Wow.
Nicole, you don't smoke, so you'll never have that problem.
Shame on you. Well, I use a long neck lighter for my arts and crafts. I also have a torch. I should send you a picture of it. It's quite nice.
Well, why don't you
use
it on
well.
Your neck? You can stretch it out and shit, instead of that ET shit you got.
Well,
you know
can
what,
send
Kettle?
Me that picture, and I'll put it up as a collage with all the rest of the pictures you sent me.
Yeah, but I would be deeply disappointed if you asked to use one of my long neck lighters. I mean, I have matches, you know, wood stick matches, and
what
I also have
a
lighter.
Long neck lighter. Is
yeah,
that
it's
one
the
of
kind...
those things that are 5 or 6 inches long, so you can light a barbecue on fire without taking all
yes.
the hair off your hands.
Yes.
Do you have
or your eyebrows? Yes. No.
What would you be doing that close to a barbecue that your eyebrows would get singed?
And nigga, that's a bear,
no.
OAJ. That's a bear. And fire don't fuck with them.
So, I'm Pleasant Philadelphian. I said first and foremost, I use it at my art table.
So that means I'm defeated over my project. I'm looking good at my project. I don't want to lose my eyebrows.
I understand. Do you also still think of me as an unpleasant Philadelphian?
Sometimes you are unpleasant. Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, how?
Because
how
you
often?
Said you are a troll. You are a troll, and you are confirmed in it. Your card holding.
No,
member.
I said I'm a troll and a liar.
Yes. Oh, right. But we're speaking about the unpleasant part.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is pleasant.
Nicole, ask him if you wear red, black, and green.
Nicole,
do you? But, Nicole, have you ever worn red, black, and green?
Now, why are you?
Yeah,
red,
black, and green.
What do you mean? Because she got red, black, and green stripes around her neck.
Okay.
That's genetic.
Momo.
The rings on my neck are genetic. Okay? Line the women up in the family. On my mother's side, and there it is.
Are you a
why do you even answer that? See, that's where you weak. I hate that about you.
Yeah.
That's where
you
your self is.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.